Friday. Stay with us. We've got huge breaking news. They caught the women they were paying off to lie about Trump.
The House Judiciary Committee was a spectacle of division as Democrats and Republicans grilled Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The Republicans feverishly attacking all of the revelations surrounding the FBI's political power play and the fraudulent Steele dossier.
What in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it, the reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest, and we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then, lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest-free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest-free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating. And then that same senior DOJ official's wife, the one that met with Fusion GPS, his wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS.
While the Democrats continued to hold President Trump's feet to the fire, ignoring any wrongdoing.
I take it your judgment on Mr. Mueller has not changed today.
Correct.
And you would not have appointed a special counsel or appointed Mr. Mueller if you thought he was going to engage in a witch hunt, correct?
Correct.
And so it's you... You then would disagree with the president's labeling of the special counsel's investigation as a witch hunt, I assume.
I don't know exactly what the president meant by that, Congressman. The special counsel's investigation is not a witch hunt.
On top of this stinking pile of deception, Paul Joseph Watson added one more revelation. Paul writes, amidst the 10,000 messages sent between anti-Trump FBI agent Peter Strzok and lawyer Lisa Page, is a bizarre exchange revealing how the two, almost certainly with Deputy FBI Director Andy McCabe, discussed an insurance policy in case Donald Trump won the presidential election. It reads, I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way Trump gets elected. But I'm afraid we can't take that risk, Strzok wrote to his mistress, adding, it's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Wall Street Journal columnist Kimberly Strassel remarked, press is focusing deliberately on Strzok texts expressing hostility to Trump and noting it is okay for agents to have political opinions. Press needs to focus on the messages suggesting he'd act on that hostility insurance policy, which is not okay. None of this is okay. Clearly, if Hillary had won the presidency, we would have never heard about half of this. But she didn't. And this may only be the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the fallout as the Clinton machine crashes on the White House lawn. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back. Major shoes have dropped. Everybody needs to tune in right now to local stations at Infowars.com/show.
can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
That's Johnny Cash. Cut you down.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell
us. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Friday transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. There is a lot of just over-the-top incredible news, obviously, but one of the biggest ones is breaking. It's up on Infowars.com. It's on NewsWars.com. It's from The Hill. Of course, it's on DrudgeReport.com. Exclusive prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. Now, as I told you a few months ago, and as I told you earlier this week, our sources are that there are 20 or more, the number's growing, of women that have taped prominent Democrats and prominent media people offering them money. Big money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Bill O'Reilly has heard the tapes of one of the women. And I'd heard months ago about the $200,000 in that particular case just from sources. I didn't actually talk to him or hear it like Riley did. So kudos to Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly for 3 days ago, forcing this out, because that's what InfoWars is able to do. It's what Drudge Report's able to do. It's what talk radio and big, independent, libertarian, truth-based sites are able to do. We are able to force things out that the media is already sitting on. Remember Roger Stone and others broke here 2.5 months ago that McMaster was at a particular restaurant, particular place, and who he was with, and that he said, oh, I just got off the phone with that idiot moron. All he can do is use Twitter. He's so stupid. I'm afraid he's going to blow the planet up. And that McMaster was a slob and drunk. Now, we knew the New York Post sat on that. The New York Times sat on that. We were given it because they sat on it. And then 2 months later, 2.5 months later, it broke, what, 2 weeks ago. Exactly as we said, at the very restaurant, all of it confirmed. That's our job. Is to not get the attention or even be praised for what we do. It's to force the media to cover it. That's our real power. Because before, they could cover stuff up like that forever. They could cover up a Monica Lewinsky or Chinese missile secrets, you name it, if whistleblowers went public, because there wasn't a DrudgeReport.com to put it up, like back with Monica Lewinsky. So there's our article right there from months ago, McMaster. We put it back on screen. Was at the meeting. McMaster trashed Trump in private dinner. MSM breaks story. InfoWars broke months ago. There's Dan Lyman's article from November 21st. And you can scroll down into the article and actually click the original. InfoWars broke the story. Report, McMaster labeled Trump scary and a dope. And it's our story from September 11th. September, October, late November, it breaks. 2.5 months later, word for word. Now, the reason I point that out is that's why they fear us. That's why they hate us. I mean, that's why they've told me, you stop it or we're going to destroy you. And they've already, you know, had some fun with it, as everybody's witnessed. And I'm not complaining. I just want people to know I'm like at the Alamo here. I mean, this is a big shootout. And we know we're going to win the war, but we're the outpost that's under attack because we're leading the defense here. We're leading the charge, and we just need your prayers, because I'm not going to get into all the things that are going behind the scenes and things, but it is biblical. Biblical. And, you know, I don't usually brag and things like that, but I mean, I am proud of myself in the fact that the pressure that's been brought to bear and things that have been done, that I've not wavered on things that almost anybody else would. Not. And I leave that to God and God's blessing for the will. And I pray for more will because I need it. My will's far from breaking. It's quite frankly, I need to be comforted where I'm not too angry because I'm not scared of the globalists, but I'm scared of letting them win. We must defeat them. There is wickedness spreading everywhere like a disease. Mental illness is exploding. People have no morals, no basis, and they seize those of us that aren't sickos like them as who's the problem. And I just pray that God bring judgment to these evil people and that God also bring comfort to good people around the world who just are trying to be decent and honorable. Look at this article. And again, this is fleshing it out because they know there's tapes. It's in the Hill. And that's what I said a few days ago. I said, well, now that Bill O'Reilly's covered this, they're going to have to cover it now. And again, I can't live in lawsuit world. A lot of times I know the names. So a lot of times I've heard the tapes. And you've got to know that if we put it out, they'll just spin it and ignore it a lot of the time. So a lot of times I'll wait, not sitting on a story, but just waiting until more of it builds up where it's unstoppable and we can put it out. But here's the takeaway. Exclusive. Prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. That's the Hill. Prominent lawyers. Key revelations. Lisa Bloom arranged for a donor to pay off one Trump accuser's mortgage. Another accuser offered $750,000 but declined to come forward. Bloom signed contracts that guaranteed her 33% commission in women's stories were sold to the news media. Bloom contacted Clinton super PACs to support the women. Bloom urged one woman to delete her pro-Trump social post to make her accusation more believable to reporters. We all know who that is. And ladies and gentlemen, months ago, it was over a dozen women. A few weeks ago, it was more than 20. And the people I'm talking to don't just say those numbers. I mean, they have not tapes or evidence of women that took the money, but women that, oh, you work for Trump or you knew Trump or you dated Trump. They've gone to women that Trump dated and they won't say anything bad about him, so they quote him in the New York Times. He was mean. He was horrible. He called me fat. And the woman goes out and goes, I never told the New York Times that. He showered me with gifts. He was so nice, it was almost like a turnoff. He showered me in gifts and praise and attention and was so nice. And he never did anything mean to me. He once said, we need to both probably work out a little more. We're both gaining weight. Wow, okay. What a criminal. Like it's like one of these women up there that, you know, that says, oh, once at a reception, he said, can I have your number? And I'm not being mean, but I mean, she's not Donald Trump's type. I don't want to call her ugly, but she does looks like a space alien. And then the big thing is he asked for your number. And it's like Megyn Kelly's like, dun, 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 sexual assault. He asked for the number. I mean, this is crazy town. There's the big article. We've got it linked up on Infowars.com right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go over more of the article when we come back. And then another report, stories up on Infowars.com with the video. It's in Dutch, so there's subtitles. Truly sickening. They get a Down syndrome gentleman on the TV show. This is a video put out by the Ministry of Health. And they guilt him and they say, you cost too much money. And they kind of tease him and make fun of him and, you know, make him look stupid. I mean, it is the most sickening eugenics-based filth with a guy that's probably doesn't even have a soul talking to the individual that's guaranteed got a soul. Suffer the little children, but you'll do the least of me you've done to me. But if you'd have tied a millstone around your neck and throw it in the deepest sea, because there is a God. There is justice, and the evil, and the wicked will be brought to justice in this life and the next. God will cut you down.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. I intend to open the phones up this hour, specifically on several big issues here. There's so much news, but we really should just get into the fact that they intend to remove the president and reverse all the major gains of restoring the sovereignty of our nation. They intend to remove the president and intend to do it with hundreds, is the word, of fake accusers they've got lined up, where it's just going to be wall-to-wall women given hundreds of thousands of dollars to say that Trump assaulted them or attacked them. Now, the first woman they've gotten to go forward just say, oh, I was at a public dinner and he called me the C-word because I was rude to him at the airport, or, oh, he asked for my phone number, because they know Trump's going to sue him. They know there's nothing there. And then they've lined up other star seekers and folks and people that have been on the TV shows. And it's going to come out that they've been paid money. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane that they're this bold. But it, again, it's the entitlement of being in power, of hijacking power for so long. It's like McCabe and the FBI agents and all of them in the meeting at the highest levels with the Justice Department saying, don't worry, Trump's not going to get in, but we've got insurance policies in case we need to remove the president if he gets elected, if Trump gets elected, to remove him. And so they then go pay for the other fake dossier and pay millions of dollars to act like it has value to the wife who heads up that department at Fusion GPS of the head of the Justice Department operation over all Russia investigations. I mean, that story right there, that he paid money to his wife, is the big story that no one is touching on. And I sit here always, just elephant in the room, the big enchilada, the key to it all, and, you know, a month from now, maybe it'll get mentioned. Instead, they're going, well, the FBI agents are allowed to not like somebody, and they're allowed to talk about it in text messages to their mistresses that just so happen to work for the government as well. And, you know, it's no big deal, when that's not even the issue. Yes, a regular FBI agent can have a political view in their life. They're not supposed to project it onto cases. But not when you're carrying out political operations and going up against the other political candidate and then making fake dossiers. It's just the motive. It's the fraud. They're the people that are going to end up being the heads of the FBI. McCabe is a Democrat minion of Mueller and of Comey. He is going to go up in the ascension. If the swamp gets drained, they don't get to become directors and deputy directors and then get the big fat chairmanships of the big fat law firms that sign off on all the corruption. So they believe they can stop America. They believe they can stop the resurgence of our jobs. They believe they can continue to demoralize us and take control of the civilization. Because they're FBI agents and they are wearing rep ties and they went to colleges and they've got accounting degrees and they go to the shooting range and they're lawyers and they're going to show you America. They're going to manufacture whatever they want and they're going to shove it down your throat because they work for the foreign consortiums that have gang raped this country financially, culturally, and most importantly, spiritually. These are the little conspiratorial rat beta males and cucks that hate anybody that's real and successful that builds something. They're the parasites. They're the people that go infiltrate government so they can bully everybody else and suck off everyone, like Rosenstein and all these people. They're wimps. It's why they do it. It's why they seek power. Instead of building a civilization, they want to rob and loot a civilization. They are a parasite. They're criminals, hardcore committed criminals who think they're invincible. And you see the criminal mind all the time and you wonder why they always go too far, why they always get busted, why they always, because they're just crazy. They can't help it. It's their modus operandi. They push and they push and they push and they push. Just like we just had the December 7th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, 70 something years. Unbelievable. Was it 71 years? And I remember Admiral Yamamoto the head of the Japanese forces after they bombed Pearl Harbor, he sent a Morse code message back to the Admiralty and back to the Emperor, and he said, "We have executed the operation as ordered," which he'd advised against, "but I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant." And then he started sending back more teletypes. And these are people ready to kill themselves, ready to fly planes into ships if need be. They'll follow orders. They send back messages, "Oh, respectfully, if you have us invade the mainland, they're all armed. There'll be a rifle behind every blade of grass." The Japanese imperial government was so arrogant, they wanted to invade California. Back then, it was like Texas. They would have been met on the shore by the citizens and annihilated. Because let me tell you, those 49ers, the great-great-grandchildren of 49ers, about as mean and tough as it gets. California's gone now, just like Texas is falling to weakness, falling to evil, falling to beta cuck males, crawling out our eyeballs. So, that's what this is, ladies and gentlemen, is that they think they can run around in bars and in law firms and on the streets and go to women in databases of who's worked for Trump, and they come to their doors. "Mind if I come in? I'm Democrat such and such," but they got their names right here. And it's like, "Sure, come on in." Hey, and in 30 minutes in the conversation, we'll pay you $750,000 to say Trump threw you on a desk and tried to rape you. He did do it, didn't he? They're like, "Excuse me?" But some of them are so whacked out, they're like, "Well, if it's for the good of the country, you know, Oh, it's for the greater good. You know he's a misogynist, and you know all sex is rape. And just, yeah, let's just, okay. Can I get my checkbook out right now?" But we own the story, also, and we sell it to the media. But you're going to do the interviews. We'll coach you. Listen, it's going to be easy. There's going to be hundreds of women. You're just going to be one of them. And most women are scared to do it. So they're like, "Don't worry. We're going to hit them with so many women. The lawyers can't come after them all, okay?" Because these are what is on the tapes. I've been told about them. Wait till they come out. Wow, that takes some chutzpah. That takes some big, old, brass, you-know-what, bravado. What it takes is reckless moron behavior. I mean, people think I'm reckless what I do on air. I do this to save the country and have a future. I don't do the things I do on air just because I think I'm invincible. I know I am expendable. I know I'm just human. I know I'm weak. But I'm not a parasite, I'm not a devil worshiper, I'm not a child molester, and man, these people are bad news, and I want God to know, because I have spiritual awareness, I can feel God's presence, and when things are happy and good, I feel God's happy. But let me tell you something, when I start looking at these people, I can just feel God's wrath boiling, and I just want to defeat them. And that's why I'm God-fearing, and why I don't fear them. And I just am very sad that I'm not strong enough to do a better job against these people. That's why I need your concerted prayers to lift InfoWars up in prayer. Everybody else and yourselves and our families together. Every race, color, and creed, one human race, red blood, under Jesus Christ's great gift that the Father gave us through His Son to defeat the powers of Satan. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Here's some of the headlines. Assange, deep state, still intent on removing Trump from office. Absolutely, I harp on that because they are still moving forward. Don't think just because their Russiagate has imploded, don't think that just because they're getting caught paying off the women, don't think they'll stop. They're emboldened by the Roy Moore situation. Roy Moore is no Donald Trump when it comes to his skill in front of a camera, but I believe he's been falsely accused, and it's been proven in most cases he was. It was a bunch of arcania coming out of Alabama that the modern world, I guess, didn't get or understand. The Muslims have arranged marriages at 9 and marry them off at 9. They do it in Alabama at 6, at 16. I tell you, it's just insane, the whole thing. Meanwhile, the real criminals are just running rampant worldwide, engaged in every type of evil you can imagine, and just industrial wickedness. And Hillary and Obama funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda taking over the Middle East and parts of Africa, and just enslaving and killing hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children, selling six-year-old girls into sex slavery, just abominations. And it's not even a footnote in the news when Hillary makes jokes about destabilizing the whole region. It's just crazy. But meanwhile, breaking up on Infowars.com from the Kansas City Star, Kansas Dem Andrea Ramsey, accused of sexual harassment, will drop out of U.S. House race. Andrea Ramsey, a Democrat candidate for Congress, will drop out of the race after the Kansas City Star asked her about accusations in a 2005 lawsuit that she sexually harassed and retaliated against a male subordinate who said he had rejected her advances. I have actually found if you refuse an older woman from her advances and if she has any power over you, that they're more vindictive than the cases I've seen with men against women. But men do it too, and it's all disgusting power play garbage, and it's just. It's just something that diseases modern culture, but culture, period. But you compare that on a scale to kidnapping, torturing children, selling them in the sex trade, snuff films, harassing a woman or a man in your office is about a one. It's wrong. Not good. It's terrible. Compared to torturing and killing kids, that's a 10. And see, we should be worrying about the 10s in this world, and the 9s, and the 8s, and the 7s. And then, if you worried about that type of evil, you'd notice the retail stuff, the common stuff would start going away. But we've accepted evil. And evil's like a psychic broadcast. So when it gets more and it commits more, it gets away with it. It winds itself up and it begins psychically diseasing more things around it. It's a psychic disease, psychic cancer. So how about somebody's policies? Versus more than 10 years ago, settling something with an employee that you supposedly retaliated against. But it does show that more and more Hollywood women are coming out saying women harass them or men. I mean, it goes on both ways. But it doesn't mean that men and women in general are bad. It's like men are pigs and women are angels and all this, you know, this idea that like if the men were just not in society, we'd have a great world. Well, don't worry. The genetic engineers and all of them have got that for you. Sexless humanoids that don't have any diseases, and by the way, don't have souls. Because that's where this is all going. They're just getting us obsessed with our friction that we have as men and women together and this great experience we've had on this planet together for generation for generation. And the highs and the lows, and they make that experience a bad thing when it's just part of the universe, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. I'm taking first-time callers today, specifically on the fact that it's breaking. Prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. And that's just the beginning of these coming out now that I've covered it, Roger Stone's covered it, Bill O'Reilly's covered it, and now it's forcing mainstream media to cover it, and it's beginning to roll out. How is that going to hit them? Just like the Russia investigation, when it turns out it's a fake dossier, $13 million paid for it. Spouses of Justice Department officials got money from the government to put out the lie. They're all in these meetings saying it's meant to derail candidate Trump or derail him after he gets elected president. I mean, you have them. How are they going to respond to this? What are they going to do when they're running around offering money to people to sit there and tell lies? But see, the media doesn't care. They don't care if they lose a Hulk Hogan lawsuit. They don't care because they don't care if they lose all these lawsuits they're in over this for Russiagate, you name it, because there's just globalist money behind it. Literally not even using it as fake news now, but weaponized news that they're, no, we're going to lose the lawsuits, but who'll remember that in 2 years? The globalists just want power back. But the useful idiots down at the low level, the ones that engage in all this, they're the ones that get burned. It's truly crazy that this is going on. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. Other news, Assange, deep state, still intent on removing Trump from office. Paul Joseph Watson, newswars.com. And look at this little gem out of Air Force Times. U.S. F-22s intercept Russian fighter jets, fire warning flares. Two U.S. F-22 Raptors intercepted and fired warning flares at two Russian Su-25s over the tightly congested airspace in Syria and the Euphrates River on Wednesday. We're now learning today. The Russian fighters had crossed an agreed-upon demarcation line that runs parallel with the Euphrates River. The U.S. and the Syrian partner forces, known as the Syrian Democratic Forces, that's the al-Qaeda forces, I guess, that we haven't fully cleaned out, or people that were al-Qaeda that changed their uniforms, operate on the eastern side of the Euphrates, and it's a region Russia and Syria regime allies are supposed to steer clear from. So it's the Russians that went in there and did most of the fighting to kick out ISIS and the al-Qaeda forces, and now some of them run back over into Iraq, and Iraq's trying to defeat them, but you've still got policies from the neocons, even though Trump's ordered them not to. They think he doesn't understand what's going on, to just leave those forces alone, Russians. And by the way, those forces are on the ground shooting at them. That's the part you got to read deeper into the news to find that they run across the line and shoot at the Syrian forces, and then they run back across the line. But you're not supposed to understand military tactics or the type of garbage they're involved in. Okay. Before we end this segment, I just want to tell the listeners that if you do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products, you don't have to fight the crowds or the traffic and all the garbage, and you help yourself, your family, and InfoWars continue on. And funding is what we need to expand. I need to expand the funds we brought in compared to last Christmas, not keep them the same or bring in less like we're doing right now, bringing in a little bit less than we did last Christmas. So a lot of amazing new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Really incredible. You've got to try these products like Brain Force or DNA Force or the other products for yourself. You've got to actually experience them. And running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have free shipping store-wide. And you can order up until the 18th and be guaranteed delivery before Christmas anywhere in the United States. So be sure and find out about Alpha Power, which is just the next level in stamina, brain enhancement. I mean, you name it. We can actually make claims on this because it's so powerful. Go read about Alpha Power. I mean, if you like some of the other products we've got, this might be too strong for you, quite frankly. It is rocket fuel, but all natural and healthy. Alpha Power, 50% off out of the gates, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we're going right to your phone calls here in a moment. When Roger Stone's joining us with the inside baseball on the number of reported tapes there are that women have recorded of Democrat operatives and media operatives. Same thing. Globalist operatives, really. They just use the Democratic Party and the media as their shell groups, their fronts, really. How many women have taped the Democrats offering them money? And the media just thinks that when all this starts coming out as it is, they're just going to not cover it and still have the fake women paid off on TV saying he raped them, he slapped them, he called them whores. I mean, this is all the stuff. Like some OCD, in a good way, patriot control freak is going to run around raping women, and then he's 71 years old before we find out about it. Yeah, that's going to happen. And long before I hooked up the Trump wagon, I Talk to folks that know him and know him well. Dan, none of it is true. Zero. Zero. It's absolute BS. What do you have, like 15 seasons of Apprentice? And they get one recording behind the scenes. You know, little scumbags record everything so they can edit it together and things. That's what Trump said. It's edited. He says, yeah, it's crazy. They jump on you and do whatever you want. It's crazy. Good Lord. He just sounds like an old fuddy-duddy there, but a good one. Like, ladies, it's all over you. It's crazy. You know, I mean, because, you know, that's old-fashioned. He's like, I can't believe celebrities, women throw themselves at you like this. Because back when I was just a billionaire, it wasn't like this. Yeah, it's like Elvis with women throwing their panties at him. He didn't rape those women. And that's what he's like. Yeah, they throw themselves on you. It's crazy. And that turns into he's this big criminal. And they're the ones recording him. Oh, it was accidental. Somebody picked it up outside. Bull. And you can hear the tape, how it's like a few words and cut, cut, cut. You ever seen the refrigerator games? Where you have the words and it's got like hundreds of words. You can like put them together however you want. It's the same deal. You could take the Bible and edit it to say, Jesus loves Satan, kill your children. But it's not true. They've taken the words, cut them out, put them in different formations. But with the Democrats, you've got them on pedophile airplanes. You've got them being pedophiles. You've got them defending pedophiles in court. You've got a train wreck of raping women, men, you name it. And the leftist media defends this, I've noticed, with daily articles where I'll talk about how Hollywood men are raping men and that men are raping women, and they'll say, Jones did his anti-homophobe, his homophobe thing, saying that gay men are raping men. If I talk about a man assaulting men, they then say I'm being anti-gay. Or if I talk about what's on Discovery Channel, History Channel, all these shows, where there's this big thing now of having sex with automobiles or appliances. And then they go, Jones gave an anti-gay rant about gay men having sex with cars. The very rant I said, there are men that abuse men, women that abuse women that abuse men that abuse women. There are all sorts of things where people then want to have sex with automobiles, or they're into bondage. There's all these fetishes, and they're creating all these long acronyms, LBQTX5903QX43QBERT, Liblet, Schnublet, I mean, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they're teaching kids this, and they go, Jones is anti-gay. It's on screen right now. He says, gays want to have sex with your car. And again, the whole rant is about, if there are going to end up being a million sexual preferences and I'm supposed to know the acronym for them, LTQZL329485ZQ1ABCDEFGX, XYZZZZ. I mean, the rant is about how crazy this is. That's now anti-gay, you see. I'm like, they got TV shows about that the guy in England's got a bunch of Volkswagen. He has sex with them every night. His wife's a Volkswagen. And then one woman wants to be blind, so she pours Drano in her eyes, and taxpayers got to pay for it. And then meanwhile, I've got a video coming up after we take your calls and Roger Stone leaves. It's on Infowars.com. I'm going to tweet it out on Real Alex Jones. Yes, you can do that for me. Thanks. This is out of the Daily Wire. Nazi whispers. Dutch government official tells man with Down syndrome how expensive he is. And, of course, they're trying to pass laws where you can't have a Down syndrome baby in Europe, and no one's had one now, you know, in years in Iceland. And the whole point is, now with genetic editing, it'll be any disorder they claim. Like, being aggressive is going to be a disorder. I mean, that's already in the psychological profiles. Opposition defiance disorder. And, you know, you think government needs to be kept on a short leash. Well, you're insane. We've got a name for that. So, oh, you're going to pay for somebody to put Drano in their eyes or someone to chop their genitals off. Chop your genitals off. I'm not paying for it. Oh, that's homophobic. You don't like people having sex with their cars? I just said they're doing it. I don't need to know the acronym. I'm not hateful if I don't, you know, respond to, you know, people that live as dogs. They live as children. They're dumping Drano in their eyes. I was reading there have been hundreds of surgeries in Europe where they remove people's corneas or they just dump bleach in your eye. And then you go on welfare as a blind person. No, you're crazy. Put them in a loony bin until they don't want to put Drano in their eyes. But instead they got psychiatrists and psychologists at the scene applying it to their eyeballs. And the neighbor's going, oh, it's so great. Oh, it's so wonderful. So they don't even want to debate about how they're trying to scramble society, because their own documents admit they're doing this and making it normal to screw people up and create mental illness. Let me tell you, you want to take your eyeballs out? You're crazy. You want to have sex with a car? You're crazy. Knock yourself out. But I don't have to know the acronym for it. I know the acronym, mental patient. I know the acronym, somebody wants to have sex with a rubber robot. Somebody that doesn't want to communicate with humans, who was on a smartphone too much growing up. That's what you are. You're like an animal brought up in a cage with no windows, and you don't even know what it is to be your species. That's what it is. The end of our species. I mean, this is how space aliens would slowly strangle us and take us out. This is how space aliens, if they were real, if they were here, you know, fallen angels, you know, this is how they do it. And it's funny, there's a book warning us that it was coming and they would run this exact operation. Boy, thanks. Thanks, science fiction writers. Because if you don't believe in God, that's all it is. Okay, well, it's science fiction that they're using as a blueprint. So you still, it doesn't matter. It's manifesting. It's happening. We better get informed. Okay, I'm going to take your calls coming up. We're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to go to Mark and Keen and Marcos and others, Brandon and John and everybody else we're going to go to. Seriously, though, if you spread the articles and videos, this is just something I say. This is a war. When you spread the articles, the videos, the reports, they're going to try to ridicule you online and try to punish you because they want to shut down the transmission that's most dangerous to them. They have congressional hearings, you name it, and are specifically wanting us off the air. Because let me tell you, I got their program. So, InfoWarsStore.com, we need funding. We have incredible products. X2, learn about iodine deficiencies. Learn about how the other iodines aren't good for you. You've got to get the deep earth, clear, true, real iodine. Learn about IQ reduction. We don't have proper iodine. Learn about Cell Force, our newest product for mitochondrial DNA, detoxing, nerve regrowth. Even stronger formula in some of the areas than what we put out before. But again, different formulas are different for other folks. People go, well, I take Super Male, or do I take Anthroplex, or do I take something like the different products like Alpha Power? Well, Alpha Power is the strongest stamina, libido, energy, brain, cholesterol, heart. I mean, it's on all cylinders. It is the strongest. But some people might not like the compounds that are in it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You need to read about these yourself. You need to find out about these for yourself. You need to learn about the different things that are in each one of the different formulas, because each one is different. And it'll work different for different people. So you need to try Brain Force. You need to try the Real Red Pill. You need to try Cell Force. You need to try Alpha Power. Because with Alpha Power, I wanted the Ferrari of ingredients at a Ford Mustang price. And that's what we've done. It's 50% off out of the gates. Glass bottle, super high quality. And just let me tell you, if there's any product we've got where you get results in 30 minutes, it's like Brain Force or Alpha Power. Things like the Real Red Pill, that takes about 4, 5, 6 days to kick in. So that's all the stuff, the precursors, the key things you need for all this other stuff to work. But just try it all for yourself. Take advantage of these big discounts, introductory discounts, to see how great it is. At InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off on many of these products, 67% off on the colloidal silver, and free shipping store-wide. Do your Christmas shopping right now. Buy a T-shirt. Buy a book. Get the fake news breakdown by Mark Dice. Get that at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your shopping done. Support the InfoWar. It's a win-win 360. We'll be back with your calls, Roger Stone, and so much more in the second hour. Please spread the links to the show, InfoWars.com/show.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Yep, I'm the madman on the kamikaze mission to take down the globalists, and we've given them some good licks thanks to your prayers, your support. You are the Army. You are the Air Force. You are the Navy. You are the Marines. You are the Black Brigade. You're the pastors. You are the resistance. We're going to knock them dead. They haven't figured it out yet that they're now identified. All their operations are getting blown. And they can even take me out, Trump out, anybody. It's not going to stop now. What is that? That's what a war is, folks. I knew it getting into it. But let me tell you, it's been interesting to experience it. Quite frankly, I wouldn't do it any other way if I had to start it all over again. Because we're going to cut down the enemy. That's what matters. All right, I'm going to go to a few of your phone calls. Roger's popping in briefly with the huge revelations that I'm going to get to more in the next segment about. Confirm, like we told you, these women are being paid off. And they're being paid. And some women here's the next big shoe to drop, are taping people telling them, you know, say this and I'll pay you. They're going to spin it. Well, sure, pay women to come forward, sell their story. They're leading them. And women are recording them that haven't had any problems with Trump. That's the issue. And I know you know that, but the media is going to, again, keep changing the subject. But we're aware of their game now. We're alive. We're conscious. We're watching. We know everything about the globalist. This broadcast makes its business studying these people. And criminals brag in their own publications to themselves. You see them bragging about stealing elections, bragging how they're pedophiles. We have them. We just have to listen to what they say in their own little annals, not in their big broadcast lies where they blah, blah, families are bad, God doesn't exist, GMO's good for you, take your vaccine, blah, 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 blah. But back here, they go, oh, you're so stupid, we're going to treble your prices and screw you over. You know, Gruber, all of it. Okay, Keynes, Marcos, let's go to Marcos in Fort Worth first. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
We are breaking the conditioning. We know we're under attack.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
So I want to say, how coincidental is it that every single, you know, allegation that we have against every single prominent figure happens to be, you know, a sexual assault case? And because, like, how it has the same MO. And how they used the Harvey Weinstein thing at first, which was real. And then almost everything after that that followed, other than the exception, you know.
That's Alfred right. That, well, I predicted it. That was the detonator. Weinstein was the detonator.
Know? It was.
And he's even bragged since. Oh, look, I changed the world. I was patient zero.
He's walking around now. Like, is he not? Is he not just walking around?
He is. And you know, that's a good point, Marcos. But, what are they going to do as it comes out that they're manufacturing most of this?
They're gonna quintuple down, or you know what I mean. They're gonna go. Hopefully they stand down, like you say, like you always say. You know, you don't want it to go to that level. But I mean, if they take it to another level past this, I mean, Trump's gonna just have to be like, look, I can, no more games. I can see all of it. Like, he's only playing nice because he can't just go in there and just. This is done. I'm shutting it down. We're not doing this anymore. Stop wasting taxpayer dollars. He literally has to tiptoe around, because it's not even necessarily what's about what's legal. It's about the optics of it and how, quite frankly, stupid the masses are right now, because they'll just believe.
Well, that's it. I mean, those of us that are informed see the Russia investigation totally phony. The most of this, you know, stuff, the sex stuff made up or exaggerated. We're like, this is stupid. This is so fake. But they're just kind of targeting People magazine readers and kind of airheads who walk up to me on the street and literally go, you are a Russian agent. They're like staring at Captain America, basically. I mean, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to promoting America, I'm just like, oh, yeah, we're the Russians. Yeah, right. God bless you. Great points, Marcus. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead in Rogerstown.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, and we're broadcasting worldwide. You know, we have an amazing digital phone system that can take 50 calls at a time. One time I got 24,000 calls during a show, because you can digitally see how many hit it. But computers crash. So we had like 20 people on the line. So I'm going to be taking your calls this hour and next. And so it just, it dumped you all. We had to reboot it. It froze up. So call back in. 877-789-ALEX, but only if you were already online. Please, folks, let folks get in that were already there. We'll get you back on and get to you. Sorry about that. It happens like once a year. It just happened. So the phone system got cut down. Sooner or later, going to cut the phone system down. 877-789-ALEX. Think about being in an airplane where the pilots hardly know how to fly, as is starting to happen, because everything's so automated on cruise control. I mean, that's a fact. Self-driving cars, self-flying airplanes. And now when those systems go out, they have much higher rates of crashes landing and taking off. There's big studies showing it where, yeah, you use a calculator all the time. You forget how to do math. You watch porn all the time. You forget how to actually go out and date a real woman. I mean, all of this is handicapping us. All of this is dehumanizing us. And I'm not saying, hey, it'd be great in a car to have self-driving and click it on and it can, you know, drive you while you take care of business calls or whatever. But then you don't know how to drive a car anymore. And then they go, oh, computers are better than you. Humans can't drive cars. And now you're in the cage of, in the name of the nanny state, Isaac Asimov's iRobot meets Demolition Man. That's really their plan. And then I've seen the self-driving buses in Germany and the new ones they've got in Dubai, and they go like 10 miles an hour. It's and you're giving the globalists that are in control of the robots, they're getting all the control. And I know everybody knows this, but the technocrats call themselves technocrats. They call themselves authoritarian, and they say it's okay because our computers are going to manage it. What healthcare you get, your carbon credits, what you get allotted, where you can go, what you can do. And that's coming up after I take your calls and after we talk to Roger Stone. It's coming up later in the hour. I've got to spend a couple segments on this, though, so maybe next hour. It's up on Infowars.com. Nazi whispers. Dutch government official tells man with Down syndrome how expensive he is. And I got so angry this morning watching this because they're talking to this nice fellow with Down syndrome, and he's very, you know, genteel and friendly and nice You tell he probably would have like a 200 IQ if he didn't have the extra chromosome, because he's very smart for, you know, cognitively for a fellow that has Down syndrome. But what they lack in that, they have in strength and spirit and, you know, being funny and a lot of other things. As anybody that's been around these great people knows. And they just are very condescending to him, very condescending. And see, Western Europeans and Northern Europeans, because of the Ice Age, are very communal. And are very into the bigger group and order. But then Hitler comes along and they follow orders, things don't go too well. Get nice people in charge, things go very well. But you know, you get into Northern Europe and areas, I mean, you get countries where they're like 90% socialist, basically, like 90% of your money goes to the government. They can really use that to abuse people. Look at the Stockholm Syndrome. Look at all this. And they just condescend to him about, hey, you cost a lot of money, bro. Well, so does having people. So does life. You have kids, they might die. They're going to go into all the genomes by law and edit out any problems, saying we have global health care. You can't cost other people stuff. And then that's the gene editing that's already here. And they admit it. Just like I told you 20 years ago, when they bring in self-driving cars, when they bring those in, which they're already doing, they're going to say, you're not safe anymore. You got to pay more insurance as a human driver. They're going to use it to track and control you. And then they're going to push you off the roads entirely. And then they're going to say, we don't need humans anymore. Everything's done by robots and computers. And the computers say this certain group of people are worthless, and they've been made worthless and domesticated by the technocracy, by the program to keep people not outside playing or playing sports, be inside watching TV. The technocracy admits it's a plan to insert you into a matrix. This is the mop-up crew to get rid of humanity, run by globalists that think they're a new species and are going to merge with machines as aliens and get rid of us. And the news is going to say, I say aliens are doing this. No. Genetic engineering, human-animal hybrids, human-machine hybrids are alien to the planet. The globalists believe they're going to create a new species and exterminate us because they're satanic. They're powered by an off-world force that is on this planet now, programming us to kill each other. That's what it is. The Bible's right. Everything we get technologically is meant to enslave us now. Not the technology's bad. Everything they're deploying is evil. Everything they're putting out is dehumanizing. Every metric shows it. The cancer rates, the brainwaves are lowering. We are dying in an unnatural environment we've been put into. just like you're on a Mars mission. They said the Terrans, when they get to Mars, won't be able to walk for a few weeks till they start trying to exercise because there's not enough gravity on the spaceship. The cell phones are eating your brain. They are giving you cancer. We're going to go to break, come back to Roger Stone, get into the other big subjects. But do you understand that I know all this because the globalists wrote about it in books and publications 30, 40, 50 years ago, and I made films about it, and now it's all over the news they're saying this. So Roger Stone's going to join us on the big breaking news. On the other side of the break, exclusive prominent lawyers sought donor cash for Trump accusers. And I know a lot of you go, yeah, Alex, we already heard Roger 6 months ago, and we heard you months ago, and we heard Bill O'Reilly on, you know, Tuesday. Yeah, we know this. No, we forced mainstream media to report, and now the dam's going to break. Now the dam's going to break. Of the women that taped being offered money, and then the women are going to come forward and say, he didn't, he was a total gentleman. He was totally nice to me all the years I worked for him and the times I saw him. He did tell me I was gorgeous. He bought me Christmas presents. He found out that my mother broke her hip and they had some big bills and he gave me a $20,000 bonus. My God, this guy's an angel. But see, it's just incredible. So we're going to come back on the other side of the Roger Stone. Here's the deal. If you want me to fight the globalists, and I'm not putting pressure on you, I'm saying, you want us to take the globalists on, I will hire more correspondents, more reporters, just like I've been doing. Roger Stone, all this new crew we're getting, all the new shows, we'll go 20, 24 hours a day. We will expand in the face of the globalists. We will never stop. But we need you to spread the articles, the videos, because they admit they're censoring us and trying to block. We need you to buy the products. We need you to say, hey, I'm not going to fight the crowds. I'm not going to deal with all the traffic. I'm not going to get, you know, black circles around my eyes dealing with all this. No, I'm not going to even have to wrap stuff. Because you can even, you know, pay for it online at InfoWarsStore.com and tell us where you want it to go and even put in a comment on the receipt, you know, to who it's going to. Hey, this is from Uncle Al or this is from your mom or whatever. But if you want to get it to your house and give it locally, that's fine too. But if people will just go get a T-shirt or go get a Mark Dice book exposing how the whole fake news works. It's a really good new book he's got. I think somebody took it out of here. You can tell when a book's going to be hot. Everybody's asking for copies around the office. I'm like, sure, here's your Christmas present. By the way, I'm signing all the first 500, but I want to sell tens of thousands of these, so that's going to go quick. The true story of fake news, InfoWarsStore.com. Get them today. But all I'm asking is, please, just commit and realize our supplements are the very best. They're incredible. We've got new ones out. We've got new probiotics out. We've got so many great new products available. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, Cell Force is a similar formula to DNA Force. That's from another major national distributor, and I'm able to get it for less money. That's what it is. I still came up with DNA Force with the scientists and researchers. It still has some other properties. Cell Force doesn't. It's apples and oranges, but it's in the same quadrant, a lot of the same studies. It is still a very, very expensive. A lot of money goes in each bottle. So, you know, other medical systems and things would sell things similar to this for $200, $300. It's normally 70-something bucks. It's even less than that right now. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Cell Force, and it helps fund the operation. But then we have stuff like colloidal silver that's the highest quality, 67% off for like $9.95, silver bullet. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's a win-win-win. It helps fund the operation. Please continue to support us. I really want to thank you all for making this possible.
The answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com are amongst some of the most hated news sites by the globalists in the world because they know we'll force stories out that they are desperate to try to keep suppressed. And as I always say, you get tomorrow's news today, you get next week's news today, you get next year's news today, next decade, next century, next millennium, next eon, next eternity. Right here at InfoWars. And Roger Stone joins us for just one segment. He's a busy bee. I'm going to come back and go to Brandon, John, Mark, Jim, Lewis, Tristan, and others on the other side of this segment. Roger Stone talked about it months ago. He said there are recordings, women are recording, people offering them money, but smartly folks are holding back with those till they do their main push. Well, now we've got it in the Hill. After O'Reilly alluded to it, forcing it out, exclusive prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. Roger Stone, former head of the Trump 2016 campaign, thank you for joining us.
Alex, I really feel like the forces of freedom are on the move and we've got the globalist scum on the run.
Yes.
Well, it is the allegations against Donald Trump, which I have declared to be phony from the very beginning, are really starting to crumble. Extraordinary breaking news by John Solomon. You remember him. He's the guy who, with Sarah Carter, broke the story about the FISA court declaring that 30,000 Americans had been spied on, an act of political espionage by the Obama administration. Now breaks the news that Lisa Bloom, the California attorney who is the daughter of Gloria Allred, was involved in raising money to pay women to raise these allegations against Trump, also trying to shake down media organizations for a commission, trying to sell their fake news stories, and in one case offered one woman as much as $750,000 to come forward and bear false witness against the president. I watched that press conference. I rolled it back and watched it three times when they brought out the so-called victims. These women are coached. They are forced. The whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Oh, it's ridiculous. And they say, oh, he asked for my phone number. And they're like, oh, my God, that's Megyn Kelly just acts shocked. And meanwhile, let's be honest, you know Trump well. You've known him 44 years. This is not Donald Trump's type. I mean, I'm sorry. The woman looks like a praying mantis.
Yeah, none of these women were his type. When he was single, he dated supermodels and virtually only supermodels.
What about your wife? I tell you, she's a Latina supermodel. I've met her. Good Lord.
Well, I have high standards myself. But look at Melania Trump. Cultured, refined, gracious, beautiful, kind, just a wonderful, wonderful person. Provides great balance, I think, for the president's life.
Incredible poise, incredible presence.
Well, she speaks four languages. She's a highly cultured person, but she's very decent. She's very approachable, very likable. That's the Trump type.
What's crazy about her is she has all that incredible luster and power, but there's almost something provincial and farmer-like about her, something very traditional.
She's just a very good person. She's a very kind-hearted person, and she doesn't love politics. She told me that. I don't know all of the limelight, but she understands what she has to do for the country. And I really believe she was a definitive factor in him deciding to give up the greatest lifestyle in the world to go to the service of his country.
And notice she's unscripted up there doing she's up there doing the Lord's Prayer. Just it's awesome.
Well, look, he didn't need to run for president to be somebody. This wasn't about him. It was about the country. He's giving up a lot to take this beating.
And you've said that Trump is very fatalistic, and not in a bad way. He's just committed. He's doing it. That's the end of it, and whatever happens, happens.
Well, I always point to that interview he gave with Oprah Winfrey 15, 20 years ago when she said, Donald, what about running for public office? Would you ever run for president? He said, no, I don't think so. Unless things get so bad that I have no choice. That's where we are today. You've taken the beatings. I've taken the beatings. It's unsafe to go out in public and say you're a Trump supporter, even though I think we have a silent majority. It's so politically incorrect to stand up for our president. And people are so, mau-mau'd by the mainstream media and the abuse you take. But he's unbowed and he's unbroken. He is unbought and unbossed.
So what happens next? Because the word is from you and many others is there's a bunch of tapes, a bunch of women who didn't go with the payoffs, who are ready to release them. You think it's smart to hold off until they launch their main barrage?
I think you have to hold some of the ammunition back. I am chasing a very active story that one of the women who's an accuser who was on The Apprentice and claims Trump sexually assaulted her, lied repeatedly in her applications to even get on the show. Well, if you lie about one thing, you'll lie about everything. And we're going to have more about that in Austin next week.
You're going to be in studio next week. What about, since you mentioned that Trey Gowdy saying, I think that the new FBI director is going to be gone by next week. Total proof of collusion. It's all fake. It's all imploding. Mainstream media just keeps acting like it's not happening. But, it, I mean, where is the Russia investigation? I mean, if it's not already sunk, isn't it about to go under?
Well, you would certainly think so. They've come up empty-handed. But then you watch, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, know no evil, Rod Rosenstein's tap dance before the House Intelligence Committee yesterday, and you got to shake your head when asked directly, do you see the bias of Robert Mueller? He says, no, I just don't see it. This guy's got all the visual acuity of Stevie Wonder.
Man, I watched the hearings and just everybody involved hates Trump. Democrats, they make a fake dossier. They lie to get a warrant. They lie about doing that. They get caught. And here's the big one, Roger. What about the head of the Russia operation in the Justice Department being the one that recommends the millions of dollars to go to Fusion GPS when his wife was running that program? I mean, isn't that another issue? The money going from a husband to a wife?
Well, absolutely. Follow the money, as we learned in Watergate. Now, this thing is just, the fish is rotten from the head down. And then, Alex, yesterday, stunning me, as you know, I'm being sued along with Donald Trump in the District of Columbia by this phony Obama-blessed group, Project for Democracy.
Well, let's be clear. They're literally Obama's lawyers, and he admits he runs it. We'll have to hold you over to a few minutes on that, but let's start getting into this insanity. They're suing you for Russian collusion with no proof.
But it's even worse than that. Yesterday, John Brennan, Mike Hayden, and Jim Clapper, three former NSA officials and the CIA director under Barack Obama, three members of the Shaved Head Brigade, filed an amicus brief in the court claiming that, oh, yes, the Russians hacked the DNC and Stone gave the information to WikiLeaks. Bogus. Completely false.
And by the way, think about how criminal that is. They say, oh, we can't tell you because it's classified, but they testify through a brief. Unheard of. Even Law Journal said this has never been done before, with literal made-up pulp fiction that they inject in to show a jury in a trial suing you for being a Russian agent with no proof. And then the very agency heads that illegally spied on America just say, because of our gravitas, we say Roger Stone did this. Stay right there. I got to do a few more minutes with you. This is insane. And then they have hearings saying I'm a Russian agent. Hey, they'll probably sue me and have a file. And Brennan will say, I say so. It's true. You dirty scum, man.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, Roger's got to go into a very important meeting, so he'll be with us a few more minutes, and I promise I'm going right to your calls. But just think about the magnitude that I'm calmly here talking about how they have congressional hearings with no proof. They just say I'm a Russian agent. And they've got immunity in Congress to say that. They don't say it every, you notice on TV. But they say Tucker Carlson is on television. They say Rand Paul is, Roger Stone. And then you have Clapper, the same guy that famously told Congress a couple years ago there's no spying, period, in the U.S. by any agency. Clapper denied NSA surveillance before Senate panel in March testimony. Now he says he forgot about the spying. You guys had that article during the break. I pulled it up. Can we put that one up? Because he says, I forgot. Spy chief forgotten about NSA program. They also said they weren't spying on candidate Trump or president-elect Trump. Now it turns out they were. I mean, these are the people in an amicus brief in a lawsuit against the president and Roger Stone saying they're Russian agents with no proof. And they say, we can't testify, we won't come, but just use our office to know they're Russian agents. Well, you're agents of lies and fraud and sacks of garbage. I mean, this overturns, even liberal publications said, nothing like this has ever happened, Roger. So I know you got to go, but just recap how insane this is.
Yeah, Alex, it's extraordinary. See, I don't get to question them. I don't get to cross-examine them. They just intercede in this lawsuit. You have the John Brennan, the Islamic convert to radical Islam, who's the former CIA director. You have James Clapper, a guy who lied under oath, said, oh, no, we have no metadata collection program. That doesn't exist. Why is it, you know, what they indict
Mike Flynn for lying over something innocuous, over something legal, yet there's no indictment of Clapper. And then you have Mike Hayden, the Bush-era NSA director. These guys interject themselves into this lawsuit against Donald Trump and myself. The idea here, I think, is to just run up our legal bills and silence us. Well, as long as I'm on InfoWars, I will never be silenced by these clowns.
And they've banned you off. They've banned you off Twitter because all you do is keep breaking huge news because you're a fact. I mean, this is insane.
Well, and you know, it appears to me that I just was like a test case. I think come December 18th, all conservative voices will be banned off Twitter. I think I was just earlier than everyone else. Their new rules are going to be to gag anybody who stands up for freedom or stands up for Donald Trump or stands up against the
And globalists. Then Keith Olbermann, though, can call for our deaths, but that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been able to understand how he types while wearing a straitjacket.
I was about to say, last thing,
a fruitcake.
You notice all over the news, the Democrats, CNN said, it's bullying Don Lemon to call him stupid. He's a public figure that calls Trump a racist, all these names, and then a grown man can't handle another grown man calling him stupid. And they say they're going to ban the president off Twitter.
Yeah, if the shoe fits, you know? I mean, Don Lemon is not an intellectual giant, to say the least. I've heard a great story about him going into a restaurant and trying to order sorbet. He said, you mean sorbet? He says, no, sorbet. So, I mean, look, this guy is no genius. But if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. I mean, he bashes the president, says that he's mentally incompetent, that he's losing touch with reality. Oh, that's perfectly all right. And when the president comes back and correctly says he's dumb as a brick, oh, he's bullying the media. What a bunch of nonsense.
All right, Roger, thank you for getting your meeting. But I tell you, I agree the forces of good are on the march, but the hubris, the arrogance, the insanity of the Democrats, the globalists, the mainstream media is still a dangerous combination. And we're all sitting on the edge of something big here. Thank you, Roger.
Well, I'm heading to Austin. I look forward to being with you Monday and Tuesday next week in studio.
Great. Thank you, Roger.
Many thanks, Alex.
Okay, we're going to go to your phone calls right now. Do you understand? I know you understand, but we don't get any Russian money. We don't have anything to do with the Russians other than Daria came here, you know, anti-communist from Russia and was in Army Special Operations. I'll leave it at that, a super patriot. We have an evil Russian working here, though, I can tell you, and she does a great job. But they never have evidence. They never show anything. All they do is just say, I'm a Russian agent, and I need to be shut down. They go, yes, sir, we shut him down at lunch. We saw they were number one at lunch. We shut him. Good, you do that faster. I mean, do you understand? They're banning thousands of prominent libertarians, Christians, conservatives now, and then big liberals that are more libertarian, but that are powerful. They're banning them now, and they're trying to kick Pootie Pie off because he's got 20 billion views. It's up 2 billion views in the last few months. 20 billion views. Nothing's got 20 billion views. I should be PewDiePie obsessed. We all should be. But they demonetized him. They all of it. They're like, well, we want you to come work for us at Google. We want you to fly and meet with us at Google. This has all come out, by the way. They called him a year ago, and they said, we want you to come here and meet with us. And he said, no, I want to just keep doing what I do on my channels. That was back when he had 15 billion views. And then all hell broke loose. Non-political comedy out of Europe, 20 billion views. Everything he does, hundreds of millions of views. The Super Bowl has 80 million. Every day he has hundreds of millions. They can't stand that. You think Hollywood and the mainstream media and all these people are going to just let DrudgeReport.com have a billion visitors every month or whatever it is. It's some ridiculous number like that. You think they're going to let us have hundreds of millions? You think they're going to let Pootie Pie have 20 billion views on YouTube? No. And you're like, okay, well, let's just create our own platform. Then they use regulations and stuff to shut that down. They've got groups lobbying to shut down Gab. They've kicked it off its servers 5 or 6 times. In fact, the guy that owns that lives here in Austin. We got to get him on again, studio. I mean, Amazon.com owns The Washington Post, a bunch of other stuff, Jeff Bezos does. And they're actively trying to get us shut down. I mean, this jerk has $110 billion himself that we know of. And then he wants me shut up. And then I come home and his boxes are in my house. Not anymore, though. People go, well, then why are you launching Amazon pages? Because then they put off Chinese knockoffs on there of our products, undercut. So we have to be on Amazon to be able to then declare that we that it's our products. Or I'm going to have to sue Amazon. But you notice I don't plug get our stuff at Amazon. It's all strategic. And that's how people play games with our audience. They go, look, Jones says he's anti-Amazon, but then he's on it. Exactly. Just like Trump has to do some things. You got to be in the swamp to drain it. We had hundreds of resellers, most of it fake, and it was becoming a big problem. We were having groups test it and find things in it, and we went and looked, it wasn't ours. China, look, you can look it up. So I've got to be able to have a store on eBay to shut down the fake stuff on eBay. I've got to have a store on Amazon to shut down the fake stuff. That's how it works. But good Lord, ladies and gentlemen, it is insane. And I'm not whining, but we're in a war. I'm on the deck of the ship. They are shooting at us. And when you pray for us, and when you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, and when you go and buy T-shirts and spread the word, meet like-minded people, and you buy books, you buy films, it changes the world. I promise I'm going to Brandon, Mark, and Jim right when we come back, and Lewis and Tristan. It's going to happen. But I've got a plug or we won't be here. Christmas every year helps us fund to the next year decide if we're going to be able to stay the same or grow or contract. And luckily, by the grace of God, we've been expanding for 22 years. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. You need to check out the new products that are there. They're amazing. We got free shipping store-wide. We've got Alpha Power, our newest product, 50% off out of the gates. The Real Red Pill, incredible, 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. It's amazing. Survival Shield, 50% off. Knockout, 50% off. Prostagar, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods, and that's the name of our foods. It's Select, but it's the full spectrum of my Patreon. 50% off, plus much, much more at InfoWars Store. .com or 888-253-3139. And BrainForce is amazing. It's 50% off. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. But we had to end some of these specials because the products are selling out. The toothpaste, by the way, is close to selling out. People are ordering incredible supplies. Fluoride-free and plant. It's got iodine, high quality, and colloidal silver in it. It's amazing. Great stocking stuffer. Great gift. InfoWarsLife.com. Help get your family off of fluoride. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb.
By the way, I've got to apologize to Max Kaiser. My crew is so great, but I kind of produce my own show. They set up the guests and do a lot of work, but and run all the cameras and do great research, but I just kept going with Roger Stone, and Max Kaiser was supposed to be on, and I just didn't even notice. And then, and I promised to go to your call, so we're going to go to him now instead of getting Max Kaiser on. But I apologize to Max Kaiser. That was not a on-purpose thing. Been wanting to get him on about the rise of cryptocurrency that he was absolutely right about. That's who we have on, just whoever keeps being right. Just like that's what we're into. You know, we're into being right. We're into telling you the truth. We don't think it's cool to lie to people or sneak around or, you know, trip people. Like a lot of little Satanists do. We like to actually build civilization. And we don't like to kill innocent people. But I'll be honest with you, we do want to hurt bad people. Jim, Mark, Brandon, Boheem, and many others. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to who's up first here. Who's up first? Okay, Mark in Santa Cruz. Mark, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, your reputation is amazing. We won't let you down here on KOMY. I'm standing here on Pacific Avenue here in Santa Cruz, and at 9:30 I'm buying cookies for those that show up. We're going to turn off for the Alex Jones Show here.
That sounds exciting, sir. Talk right on your telephone. I'm making most of it out, but go ahead.
Okay, and also I was glad to hear John Kelly kicked Amorosa's wedding party out. But why did they have a ban on InfoWars in the first place? I'm glad it was lifted, but can you really embellish that a lot? Tell us more. We're waiting to hear why a general that's protecting our president, it was not allowing the president to get the most accurate information, good or bad, that there is in InfoWars. Now, why is that?
Well, let me ask you a question, Mark, and I appreciate your call. Here's how this stuff works. The media hates us the most and wants to make us look like we're discredited. So it was an appeal to authority. Kelly banned everybody just handing him wads of stuff constantly because Trump, you know, is like ADHD in a good way, like most successful people are. He's all over the place. You know, he loves info. And so they just said, we got to contain the leaks. We got to stop getting everything. So the media kind of spun it. Oh, InfoWars is banned and Drudge is banned. But really, everything was being banned for a while. And I'm not saying Kelly's a saint, but the word is he is more of a patriot than we were told. And so the word is now Trump is getting our information now that they've exactly found out who the leakers are. And so that was Kelly's plan, completely contain everything. And then you'll find out who the leakers are. So that's the best intel I've got. But that Trump is getting our information, I can tell you that.
Well, that is very good. And also, it was interesting, yesterday on InfoWars, they had this guy that basically intimated that they came in from other states to vote against Roy Moore. And you can see the girl standing right next to him when he said, yeah, we all voted and we all got Roy Moore. So I forget exactly what he said, but it's so obvious.
We came in from other cities to vote and to canvass and... But the Democrats are on video everywhere saying they engaged in election fraud. And again, he was going to lose by 10 to 15 points, we were told. 20 points, some media said. And they lost by half a point. That right there is how they steal it. Yeah, there's the article. Alabama vote fraud. Doug Jones supporter says we came from different parts of the country. And it's just all a big sick joke. Hey, we came into Alabama and we all voted the names of dead people. You dumb Alabamans. And, you know, now you're going to get Doug Jones. We're going to turn your state blue one way or the other. Aha.
Oh, there's so many Christians in Alabama. I guarantee you Judge Roy Moore won. They're lying about
it. Well, of course he did. But you know, I mean, there's the whole point of don't die on that hill. Now we got to worry. They're going to use this tactic in every state of mass fraud coming in. And we got to infiltrate the Democrat groups, the canvas groups, record them. I mean, people have to say, I'm going to dress like a communist or I'm going to hire somebody that does. And people that got money, hire PIs, whatever you got to do. Man, it's time to fight. This is the battle of the Republic. You got to... Then go into these things. You got to go into the commie meetings, go into the Soros meetings and hear them brag about how they're going to go stuff the ballot box. And, you know, then you got to go with them on the bus to vote 10 times. And you know, I think committing a crime to expose a crime is like a sting. I'm saying go in, vote, show what happened. I'm not saying commit a crime, but I think, you know, go all the way. Show how you're able to do it in their midst. It's going to take normal people. And let me tell you, you invade one of these communist meetings, they are the dumbest, most evil, slobbering, stupid, gibbering idiots there are. I mean, but we're sitting here. That's why they're in power. Mark, I appreciate your call. We're sitting here letting trash rule over us. I'm not. So, and it's not because I'm Mr. Perfect, man, but I'm not a devil worshiper. I'm not a pedophile, and I'm not in league with these people, and they want to run my life. They want to dominate me? Listen, they're going to get a fight. So the fight just begun. That's why I got exhausted when Trump won. And the media's like, oh, look, he's mad Trump won. He thought he'd make more money under Hillary, blah, blah, blah. No, I realized that Providence was happening, and I could just see what was going to happen next, that I was going to be viciously attacked 10 times, 10. And people think, oh, good, we're intimidating. Let's do more. No, I expect it. I'll take it. I just don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. I'm not a masochist. Brandon in Alabama, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate all you do. Thank you for accepting the call. I'm out here in Arizona, not Alabama.
Sorry.
But no,
I got Alabama on the mind.
Yeah, exactly. So I just have a few bullet points. I was wondering if I can get your thoughts or opinions on maybe you have some inside baseball through your sources that you can talk about, but it consisted of the CIA headquarters getting raided by the Marines recently, mixed with 4,000 plus sealed indictments in all 94 districts, which could be for, you know, Pettigate related mass arrests. It could be nothing more than gang prosecutions consisting of.
Now, here's the question. As I look at those reports, did the Marines really raid or that's just rumors?
That's why I'm bringing it up to you. I didn't know if you had any more definitive.
No, I mean, look, the globalists run a lot of fake news sites that act like they're patriots on purpose. And notice the media never really covers that fake news. They just put out fake news to confuse people so when they see a real bombshell story, they don't know what they're seeing.
Right, exactly, exactly. Everything from like Hillary with a orthopedic boot, maybe actually wearing ankle braces or bracelet.
Yeah, that, but then there are photos of McCain with the boot on different feet. I mean, yes. Look, I don't know, man. The whole point is the Russiagate thing is blown wide open. Globalism is blown wide open. Obama being behind ISIS is blown wide open. There's just so many big things we could prove. And the internet always runs wild with stuff you can't prove. And then, like I said, they have fake news stories. Jones says gay men want to have sex with your tailpipe, you know, with your car. I didn't say gay men. I said there's a huge fetish movement of having sex with cars and appliances. It's all over television, and I was simply saying, you know, am I going to have to, like, you know, you get a marriage license? You know, I have to accept this, or maybe pay for a sex change if a guy wants to have a, you know, radiator attached to him or something. I mean, I was simply making that point. They just put out the fake news that Jones says gay people want to rape your car. Didn't say it.
Now, you do at least agree, though, that Trump is peeling the onion on pedophile rings, kind of starting at the ground level, and it seems like it's just going up the chain, right? You do agree on that?
Trump is trying to get the swamp to get out of the way of America's recovery and using swamp people to execute it because they know how the operation works. But I think overall Trump is doing a way better job than I thought he could do. It's quite frankly unbelievable.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you taking the time, Alex. You're amazing. I really do. So
I'm not. I appreciate you, brother. I'm not amazing, but I do the best job I can. I just need your prayers. I just need your prayers because let me tell you, you get to this level, the devil's real, and it's like Agent Smith. Normal people like suddenly just go, and they're like Agent Smith, and they just do horrible things to you. I mean, I mean, it's crazy. You'll be going along, and they like get activated when they see you or in your own life, and they just do horrible things. And I'm not whining about it. I just want to win. And I know Providence is real. I want to defeat these people. I want to stand up for the children. God bless you. I appreciate you, Brandon. And so I do need your hopes and prayers. And I mean, that's the number one thing, folks. So thank you all for your support. And please support our local radio stations. You know, they go through a lot getting ratings and support, but also the negative. So please let your local stations know you appreciate it and become a sponsor, support the sponsors, and let them know why you're supporting the sponsors. Or if people of means just hold on to money, you're going to lose it all. If you donate to our local stations, I think everybody should tithe to the local stations that carry our broadcast, $10, $100 a month, whatever you can afford, $1,000. A lot of stations take us from nighttime or just on the weekend to weekday primetime because they get good ratings with us, sometimes top ratings, on smaller stations against big stations many times. But they also then get support. And so if people will just put on their calendar to tithe to the local radio station you're listening to, don't count on somebody else to do it. We're reaching a lot of people. Or here's another way to tithe. On the side of your barn, put up the local radio station and the show. Or call the station and say, I want to help pay for a billboard. If you've got the graphics art people. I mean, big billboards, even big cities are like $5,000 a month. Small towns like $500 a month. I mean, but every heart and mind we win is key. We're in a war, folks. This is it. 21st century warfare. You want to fight for the Republic and the whole future of humanity? This is it. Your calls are 70 seconds away. Infowars.com. Found it. Sometimes I wish I wasn't it. But this operation is the very vanguard, the front line, the tip of the spear. We're InfoWars. Our audience, our crew, we're the maniacs that are willing to take on the pedophile Satan network. And we've been having victory. Fight's on. And all over the world, the enemy is striking back. But it is the animating contest of liberty. You look at people trying to have the easy way out, they become sick, decadent slobs. But people that strive and stand up for what's good, they have empowered lives. And I have just been so blessed by God. I want to thank God. And I want to thank all of you. I'm just so thankful of how we've been brought through these trials and tribulations. And I think about just how fallen people are and how committed to evil they are. It boggles the mind. The betrayal, the deception, the lowliness, the weakness. But that's the way the cycle works, isn't it? We have to be tested. You can't just be given eternal consciousness in God's great system that we're in the waiting room of, being tested. It's real. All the top scientists know it, the genetic engineers, the globalists. They say, oh, we're going to create new realities, and this one's the false one. Something else is running it. We're going to make a really cool, we're going to make this whole new thing. Everybody needs to go with us into it. I think I heard of that before. But the devil can't manufacture, can't create. So he's got to get us to do it. And he's trying to get us, made in the image of God, to build him his own new universe. But then, of course, kill us when he's done. As he tells all the top architects that they're going to merge with these machines and he's going to take them with him. Devil's already got robots. Doesn't need you. You'll find out. Jim in Toronto, Canada. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Good to hear your voice. How you doing?
Good, good. Pretty cold up here in Toronto. Lots of snow, lots of icicles hanging over all the rooftops. I'm sure it's pretty warm down there.
Maybe old Jolly St. Nick will drop by.
Yeah, thanks for all you do. And, you know, I'm sure all the InfoWarriors are battling, keeping the battle going. I want to talk about the, I guess, the mainstream media smear campaign and what they've been doing, and specifically the Access Hollywood tape. And, you know, I've just been doing a bit of researching, and I know the tape actually came out in 2005. The recording was done in 2005. But it wasn't until October 2016 that the tape was officially made public by Billy Bush. And just about a month after that, if you look on YouTube, a program came out. It was a YouTube video, but like a month after that came out, at the Adobe Max Creativity Conference, Adobe premiered one of their new audio editing suites called Voco. It's a voice over conversion program. And what is
they've had for decades now with voice print. They don't just use your voice for print. They can then synthesize it, and they can even synthesize video, like The Running Man, where Mad Dog Ben Richards kills all the women and children, but he didn't really do it. It's a computer map program. It's very old, and you're absolutely right. Go ahead.
But yeah, what Voco
hold on, this
does,
is too important. Stay there. Talk about the software. We'll pull it up. I know there's a lot of these out there. They can do it so good with computers now that it'll beat voice print. So we're going to come back and show World Reality News when we come back and talk about what Jim's bringing up. I'm glad you brought this up. I keep meaning to bring this up. That's why Trump's saying, yeah, I was on the bus, but it's fake. Because, again, that's what they can do. They can edit deceptively, but they can also completely manufacture fake stuff now. We'll be right back.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the
backbiter.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my goodness.
Okay.
Let me tell you the news. My head's been...
We were just talking to Jim. He was getting into the Access Hollywood tape that Trump has said, yeah, I talked to that guy, but it sounds fake. It sounds edited. Well, you can hear how it's all cut up, but more importantly, for decades, the U.S. government has had cutting-edge software where they could fake video of people. If they have a map of their face and have enough footage of their face or a 360 digital photo. So a lot of you go into these clothing stores, have these body scanners. They go, oh, it gives you the best fitting. Or body scanners at the airport. They show you a blurred image. They get a high-tech digital image Xbox Kinect, all the systems, Microsoft systems, Sony systems, can look through your walls and scan your body better than eyesight and know every pore. It's like sonar, radar. So they now have AI creating fake porn. Deep fake algorithm puts Gal Gadot's face on the body of an adult movie star. I mean, there's many examples of this. So they're obviously readying this for Trump. And that's what he's been getting at. That's what he's been talking about. Here's a low-tech example of what they do. And then we're going to go to Jim. Megyn Kelly aired about, 10 months ago before she left Fox News, a clip on her show saying, here's Alex Jones saying Hillary tortures children to death in the basement of a pizza place. And then she had the owner on. And then she said that this clip is what I'm saying about this guy, which I didn't say. I mean, it would have been defaming him if I was saying it about him. I was saying it about Hillary funding ISIS and Al-Qaeda that have sold kids into slavery by the tens of thousands, murdered women, thrown gays off buildings. And then I went through this whole rant about, I don't know if she's a devil worshiper really killing kids, but with this whole story the media had out there specifically about Comet Ping Pong, and later I said, you know, probably was made up, is made up to distract us onto that place away from what was in the WikiLeaks. But it takes time to figure this out. I do this whole rant about that, and they edited it together. It's video, but audio and video. Totally clear what I said at the beginning and the end. And they put it out. I'm saying she's in the basement herself torturing and killing kids. And they edited the tape, mixed it around, edited it, cut the front off, the back off, and played like a minute on the show of fake audio. That's why when Megyn Kelly called me and played dumb on the phone and started hitting on me, I said, I never tape people, clandestinely. But on that case, I did because I could tell it was a setup. So there was a big Hillary sex scandal to break. Mainstream media had all reported on it. They just covered it up by creating a fake one. Then they pin it on me and say I'm fake news for being the one that went and reported on it, covered it, and then debunked what was happening. Then I become the guy who's guilty and who supposedly needs to, be put out of business for it. So that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. But regardless, you have to take any video or any tape at face value. After you have experts, forensic experts, look at it, and you see long clips of it, you can't sit there and take it at face value when it comes out from these people because they've been caught. Exclusive, prominent lawyer sought donor cash for two Trump accusers. Confirmed, The Hill, what we told you months ago and days ago, and what Bill O'Reilly said. And I'm not saying Bill O'Reilly didn't hit on women and really weird stuff in the transcripts like, oh, baby, you got a falafel in there. You want to have sex with a sandwich? I mean, it was really weird. No wonder he can't get women. I mean, little tip, O'Reilly, you don't want to call up, your producer if you want to take her out and tell her, off the bat, does she want to, shove a sandwich? I mean, you're a pervert. But, and you should have gotten in trouble. But what, $15 million to one woman for a pervert calling up talking about, how he wants her to do stuff with food? And it wasn't like chocolate sauce or something. It was really stupid. So there's lots of examples of this and ways they can carry out fake news, but it's something we have to look at. So I'm really glad that Jim brought this up. We even have some of the videos that are online. We'll put some on screen for TV viewers. I'll verbally tell you some of the companies and sites that do this, where if you can get a sample of somebody talking, a big enough one, you can then create entire conversations with a computer where it's in that voice. They're not doing it with famous orators and famous British, voices for computer voices. And they get them to talk enough, the computer then can do it so good, voice print can't tell it's not the real person. And you can talk into a computer, and then an hour later, imagine a talk show host, a radio host, somebody like Donald Trump, you can take all these recordings. You can even if it's a broadcast voice, they can cut it down to make it sound like it was recorded in a room. And so this is the type of stuff they're engaged in. And their big problem is it usually takes teams to do this. Now it doesn't take teams. One person and the software that's been out there for 20 years It would just take months to do it, editing it, getting it right, shorter comments. Now they can just whole cloth. I can up here and say, I love black people. I love white people. I love all people. I care about humanity. And they can, in the exact same voice, they can fool a computer, have me saying, I hate N-word, blah, 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 all this garbage. So remember that, folks. Remember. Jim, go ahead and finish your points about Access Hollywood and Trump saying he thinks the tape was highly edited and fake. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I don't know when the program, Adobe's program Vocal, came out, but there's a demo of it, quite a nice one on YouTube, where basically I can take a recording of yourself, anybody, an MP3. I import it into the program, and what it does is it translates the audio into text right in front of you, and then you can add in, you can sub in words, you can delete words. And
that's consumer grade.
Yet commercially, they had to put the brakes on it because of trademark, because of security problems and issues. There was a big pushback.
Yeah, because so it lets people break into VoicePrint.
Well, I went to Adobe's website. You can't buy it. And it was a couple of other articles written by BBC. It was covered.
I saw that. And see, that's the issue, is it's Pandora's box. It's Pandora's. We're getting technology that is just going to absolutely destabilize civilization.
So the fact is that maybe this program was in the Hollywood production houses, and they had this tape of Trump that just sat there, and they thought, oh, okay, you know what? Billy Bush.
Sir, they don't just have it. Hollywood is changing all its contracts. They brought John Wayne back. They're bringing back everybody and just saying they just own them. And they can have John Wayne get up there and say, I love communism and I hate America. And it looks and sounds just like John Wayne.
Yeah, for sure. So, look, I mean, we all know, Hollywood is not Trump's friend. So any opportunity they might be able to take to actually tweak some words.
And him saying it's fake? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because just how they edited it is fake. God bless you. That's a great point. Since he mentioned it, thank you, Jim. Let's play a clip from the demo he was talking about, where they put their voice in and then it just copies it and says something else. Here it is.
My dogs and my wife, in that order.
Yeah, so how about we mess with who he actually kissed? So I'll just load this audio piece into Vocal. So wait a second. And we have this. So as you can see, let me zoom in a little bit. So as you can see, we have the audio waveform above it, and we have the text under it. And when we play back, the text and audio should play back at the same time. So let's try it.
And I kiss my dogs and my wife.
Okay. So let's do something here. Okay. So suppose Michael K wants to send this.
And your phone calls. But you just notice, copied it. But it wasn't a recording. The computer instantly copied his voice. And then they change it and have it say off that one sample. One little sample, they create a bunch of other stuff. Mad Dog Ben Richards, the brutal slayer of 50 men, women, and children, here to fight for his future in life on The Running Man. Yeah, back in school, there were certain teachers who would hurt the children any way they could. That was because at night, their fat and psychopathic wives would beat them within inches of their lives. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to go quickly through your calls because they're all so great, and they bring up things that I'd forgotten to cover. In many cases, things I didn't even know about. But I know this, we got to run from the globalist. Got to take back our civilization, take back our culture, take back our innovation, and make the devil get behind us. Not because we're running scared, but because we're marching out of the Babylon, into the stars, into the future. Run, 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 run. Because the parasites can't innovate. We have to run and innovate and run and innovate and run and innovate. And run and innovate. All right. Since we were mentioning it, Access Hollywood, I'd forgotten about this Dolby program that anybody could get. And then they didn't release it. I remember seeing that in the news because it had so many problems. Can you imagine what people would do? I mean, all the little creeps out there. And this is old technology. So he records it. He has it playback. The computer can copy it. Then he can change words just from one sentence and have it now say off one sentence other words that beat voice print. And this is just like I'd tell people 22 years ago that they were putting cameras and microphones in appliances to watch you. That was because it was in industry publications. And they're like, oh, you're crazy. But I'm still crazy even after it's all admitted and I was exactly right. Because they just put a stigma, see, on caring. Well, you know what? I'm glad to take that stigma. Because in the end, it's no stigma at all. When your whole facade collapses, then where is it to be right? Well, see, I'm a recluse. I'm not trying to be cool for my neighbors or anybody else. I'm trying to be cool for the force of the universe, God. I can feel it. And it guides me. And I know when I'm doing right. I know when I'm doing wrong. It's a steady hand. And I just have to be good. And you have to be good and just say, because God gives you free will. You have to say, Father, I want you to guide me. I want you to lead me. I want you to direct me. And it's only when things get really bad that you actually let God direct you. And then you truly know just how real it is. The more humble you get, the closer you get to God. And I don't want anybody to ever think when I'm confident that I'm being arrogant. I'm being confident, but I'm also mocking the globalist coldly because that's what gets through to them. And I do want to demoralize them. That's not the word to use, but it's the word we have. I want to break them. I want to be a weapon. I want to crush them. I want God to take me and just throw me against them, no matter what happens. And it's that spirit of realizing your children have no future if we don't beat these people. It's not like some altruistic goody-two-shoes thing that we want to die like heroes just to be heroes. We understand there is no future if we don't beat these people. It's going to become very clear very soon how far gone we already are. And by the time we turn the ship around, it's still going to be real bad, folks. The mental illness, the evil, the genetic damage, it's we're going to be so damaged that they're going to say, oh, we have computers and gene editing and everything for you. Just join in with us and we'll take care of you. You have to be willing to die. I would never take a Buddhist or a Christian or an atheist liver to live. Chinese liver. Wouldn't do it. David Rockefeller had 6 heart transplants before he died. Most of them out of China. Little inside baseball. He was on such a power trip 4 years ago before he went to his last Bilderberg, or 3 years ago, that he had a heart transplant 2 days before he went. Now, I'll give him that. He had some will, didn't he? But it was a will to hurt people. And he wanted to be at those tables of power. He wanted to hold on to this life as long as he could, but he didn't. And you know where David Rockefeller is now? With other spirits like his. And no more blood to suck. Vampires in their eternal death, in their spiritual coffins, for eternity alone. Cut off from God, that's hell. The lake of fire is a metaphor. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I didn't, but I've gone to a lot of them. But I'm going to go to Tristan, Jeff, Boheem, Devon, Clint, Lewis. I'll get to all those calls before the transmission ends. Paul Watts is coming up in the 4th hour. But I've got to say this or we won't be able to fund ourselves. Plus, they're great products you need. Yeah, they go, oh, look, Jones sells vitamins and minerals and water filters and air filters and everything is good for you. Doesn't mean I'm the perfect person. It just means everything we bring you is the very best we can. We have store-wide free shipping, and we have great products. CellForce is the BioPQQ, the CoQ10, all the other things. Promotes cellular energy production, optimal mental health, supports cardiovascular health. But it's not a stimulant. It's the building blocks, the brain, the heart, the body, associated with nerve regrowth. CellForce is basically DNA Force, but a different formula, where it's still really expensive formula for us, but not as expensive. I think we're just going to have DNA Force up there at the regular price and have CellForce as the discounted one, but it's apples and oranges. Which one's even better? They're both excellent. And one's 33% off right now, one's 50% off, but that's what it is, and it's really incredible. If you can afford it, it's the best thing you can do for yourself, your children, your family. We had a caller yesterday ask, hey, can you give caveman to children? Absolutely. It's not a drug. It's not even a supplement. It's concentrated organic chicken bone broth. We don't really have the equations for it, but it's like hundreds of bowls of chicken soup, but not with the calories. I mean, you talk about essence of strength, people are just going crazy. I mean, just try it. I mix it in with our organic whey that we sell that's super high quality and grass-fed. Super good. That's our whey, is just private label from the top company in the U.S., and we just sell it for $5 to $10 less than they do. But caveman is proprietary. I saw how big bone broth was. Now it's the big hit with the Olympic people and everything. And I said, well, why not just take something like super concentrated? No one's done this, by the way. It's ultimate bone broth formula. We call it caveman, but I'm going to change the name, I think. It's a successful product. Was our best seller for a while. And I never really just promoted it. I mean, I really should promote it more, because it's not like some paleo thing where you say paleo for the diet. It's like they used to eat the bones. Everybody knew the bones were what you wanted. And so that's why it's so powerful. Look at the chaga mushroom, so much more. 50% off, try caveman and chocolate or strawberry flavor. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And all these specials have got to end in the next few days. Order by the 18th, have delivery guaranteed in the U.S. before Christmas. So thank you all for your support. Massive savings are going to end soon at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I was born in the soul of misery, and I never had meaning. They just gave me a number when I was young.
To have microchip identification devices implanted into their body.
Got a long line of heartache, I carry it well. The list of lives I've broken reach from here to hell. Bad luck, wind been blowing at my back.
Starting to turn around though, isn't it?
I pray you don't look at me, I pray I don't look
and the back. Spirit of evil, spirit of disease, wants to keep this nation broken. They want to continue to suck off of us, the vampires. They don't just want the money. They want us poor, so we have to beg to them. Well, I want to make you rich. I want to make you spiritually rich. I want to make you powerful. I want to make you successful. I want to make you honorable. I want to make you close to God. Because that's what I want. And see, I'm too... arrogant's not the word, but it's a close word. I'm too arrogant to want to put you down to feel big. I'm too confident. I'm too self-assured to want to see you fail. And then I realize a lot of people want to see other people fail. They want to make you miserable and stupid. They enjoy lying to you. They enjoy screwing you over. And if you understand that, you understand basically everything. There are people that'll go out of their way to cheat you rather than successfully make money with you and build a future. They're evil. It doesn't make sense. It'd be better for them just to build, but they cannot help it. Like Zuckerberg calling his users that trust him dumb effers. But his own engineers are coming out and saying, no, we plan to hurt people, and it is hurting people, and it's consciously evil. You've got, like, a whole bunch of the executives, but the former president, the former head of development, coming out saying, man, this is really bad, and we knew it was bad. How much more worse is it going to get? Because they don't want to have one big story to buy everything from so we all move into the future together. They want one big store like Amazon. They want one big thing like Google because they got a plan and they're going to make you do it and they think it's funny. And when I see the public dumbed down and weak, it doesn't make me feel strong. See, it makes globalists feel strong to see weak people all around them. It makes me feel weak. When I see people weak, when I see people stupid, when I see people falling down, it makes me feel weak. When I see great art, great literature, great music, great culture, great courage, I don't care what color you are, where you're from, I feel like I'm winning. I feel a celebration. But the psychopaths and the sociopaths, they look at me and they think I'm stupid. Well, let me tell them something. All that evil you think is the universe and that you think is power is only one aspect. And you will be destroyed. You will be destroyed. You're so in love with yourselves, these globalists all over the world, they're like Juncker, inbred German Nazi royalty, all of them are jokes, ladies and gentlemen. We ought to thank God every minute we're not them, and we should reject Hollywood and mainstream media and the stupid, arrogant NFL. It's a joke. It's all weapons formed against us in their own admissions. I want to go to more of your phone calls, and I need to, because I've got to play this clip before Paul Watson comes on. And the reason I didn't play at the start of the show is, quite frankly, I watched it this morning at about 5:30. I couldn't sleep. I got up, and I went online, and I was looking at stuff, and I saw this put out by the Dutch government. And it's so sick that I don't feel like I'm worthy to even describe how sick it is. Just, I've got too much to say. You've got this weak, soft bureaucrat getting off on making a Down syndrome man feel bad and feel worthless, like he should die. And it's all done real cutesy and fake and liberal by an effeminate, it's wrong to women, he's not effeminate, by a soft little beta male who gets off on that he's better in his mind than this person with Down syndrome. So if anybody knows those people, definitely are in touch with God and have a big soul. And I look at this soulless guy that looks deformed and ugly to me. The Down syndrome guy with his open face listening and giving honest answers, that sounds like God to me. And then the other guy sounds like somebody I want to strangle. My soul says that's the enemy. And these people sit there making fun of this guy. And that's everything I'm talking about. I am so tired of it. How they take the innocence of somebody like this and they piss all over it to their liberal audience that thinks it's all funny. When you're all going to be there, you're all, the cancer rates, you think they're bad now. They're only going, everybody thinks this is so funny. This is not funny. And if you sit there and start saying we're going to abort every Down syndrome child, then it's going to be everybody with what they say is a genetic disorder. And they already say being aggressive is mentally ill. They already say Donald Trump being pigheaded and delivering on his promises and really believing in America is mental illness because they're mentally ill. They already sold out to evil. They already think it's crazy to have morals. They don't get the fact that that's the governing force that allows us to have a civilization. We're bigger killers than you dumbasses. We just have a governor. And we will kill you. Make no mistake. You're pushing it. And when we start killing you, I don't even like to go down that road because I don't want to become what you imagine you are. But I'll tell you this. You think you're going to kill little mentally retarded children? Oh, don't use the word retarded. Just kill them. See how political correctness works? You think you're going to do stuff like that and you're going to get away with something. You're going to feel powerful. you're going to spiritually waddle around in front of somebody who's got an extra chromosome and look down on them because you're such a big man. When I guarantee you have a miserable, horrible life and you want to creep out your you know, creepily bring out your eugenics again after it got a big, fat, black eye under Herr Hitler, and you want to shove it down our throats because once they get everybody involved in global health care and socialism, they go, well, we're paying for all these old people. We're paying for all these mentally retarded people. And I can't tell you how many old people I know that vote for higher taxes thinking they're getting a piece of it. And then when they get their house taken, they commit suicide. They're genetically sabotaging us right now with the GMO to make us all genetically falling apart, to then make us all have to go in for genetic engineering to even have kids. That's their admitted ultimate game plan. And then we're going to be replicants thinking we're having kids and we're having replicants. They're already going, we're going to have a first child. They have embryos. They've frozen them. They're looking to implant them in surrogates. Five lesbians. And if you're against it, you're against lesbians. And we have the first baby with five daddies. It's not a person. But see, it's the whole LGBTQ whatever. It's not about men, women having sex, men having sex. That's just the beginning. Oh, if you accept men having sex with each other, which, you know, that's people, that's humans. Then it's, oh, sex with your car is okay, or gouge your eyeballs out. We'll pay for it with the taxes. And they call that an anti-gay rant. This is their deployed anti-human plan that I don't think comes from here. I think this must be like how they roll this out on other planets. You know, like Exterminator, the Orkin man just dropped by, and this is it. Hell, maybe even the Orkin man gave us the Bible because metaphysically he's got to give us a warning. Here's how I'm going to kill you. Then it's all happening. I mean, for the sadist out there, maybe that's what it is. I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but yeah, you see, now you get it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night.
You're not going to find the light in most of those churches. Those are dens of devils. You're going to find God on your knees trying to seek the truth. Enough about that. Just the evil in the world gets me so close to God because that's what it is. I got all these calls to get to. You know, I mentioned this sickening video put out by the Dutch National Institute for Public Health, where they have this sweet Down syndrome gentleman. And everybody says it, but I've known folks that are like this. They say they're super smart in ways, emotionally, spiritually, really strong physically. But again, they say all of us have genetic disorders. That's another fraud. They say, oh, cancer's up because our genetics are bad. No, we have bad things in our environment that under our genetics kill us. They lie while everybody's getting sicker and sicker and don't point out what's really happening. They go, oh, you're predisposed to lung cancer. Really, smoking's way down, but lung cancer's up. On and on and on. No, the fluoride causes it, and you know it does. Yes, genetically, if I get a bunch of fluoride, I get lung cancer and bone cancer. You know that. It's like I get shot in the head genetically. I bleed out and die. So they play these games. Go, oh, you're all dying. Your genetics are bad. And then they point at somebody that's got an extra chromosome in God's plan. And say, we should not let people have these children and not let them have insurance if they get these children because we're all paying. See, I don't want to be in your communist system where everything I do is controlled because I'm connected to somebody else. I want my own house, my own life, my own children, my own wife. And they've got me. We do what we want. We're free. Got that? That's why collectivism is a unmitigated nightmare. I want to go to your calls, but right now let's go to just a clip of this. It's in Dutch. So I will obviously read the words that are below on the screen. Here it is.
Het heeft een primeur. Het Rijksinstituut voor
de Dutch National Institute of Public Health, the environmental, request the latest downer circulated what the cost of the care for the downer is. They call him a downer. And that has not happened. Today, Sjord will hear the result. If you want to know what the spelling is on the advantage of the person, this is too fast. Yes, for sure, I want to know. Well, then you have to take this number and divide it with that number. And again, they ask him before. They go, do you know how much you cost? And he shows them he costs way more. And see, he just learns he's a bad person. You're bad because, you know, we have to take care of you. Because you got rid of the family. You created socialism. So now you have to take care of him, so you want him dead because you're not his daddy. So he cost us as a society 48,000 euros per year. This is a considerable amount, but it's high compared to normal persons. Oh, they call him normal. Yeah, you're not normal. See, but it's okay because liberals can call somebody they want to kill not normal. You can calculate that by taking a big number from 90 billion and divide that amount by the number of citizens of the Netherlands. There are approximately 17 million. That will give you approximately about 5,000 euros per person a year.
Dus dan zou je kunnen zeggen dat dat soort eigenlijk 10 keer zo duur is.
Yeah, and old people too. You got to take care of them.
Die uitgaven zijn inderdaad 10 keer zo hoog.
And blind people.
Je bent een dure jongen, Sjoer.
Ja. Dat bedoelt echt...
You're a very valuable man. Wacht. They make fun of him.
Hebben wij nou in Nederland nog een groep ook die...
Yeah, pause. See, I'm going to be honest. I'm not making threats. I just, when I watch this, I want to kick both of those smart-ass piles of crap's asses when I watch something like this. The poor Down syndrome guy doesn't have the ego. He doesn't, for whatever reason, he doesn't have the chicken you-know-what crap dimension behavior. So he's just taking it as his, these are his friends. He's like, I am valuable. Wow. And they're sitting there making fun of him going, you're very valuable, my friend. They didn't say, hey, you're a piece of crap. We don't want to pay for you. At least you can be honest. No, you look at him and you make fun of him on Dutch television. Every one of us has what they call genetic disorders. Every one of us. This is the perfect system to tell us how we're all equal and can put Drano on our eyes or cut our genitals off and have taxpayers pay for it. And it's all beautiful. Don't criticize anybody. But we're going to kill the old people, the case for killing granny, cover of Newsweek. And we're going to kill people with genetic disorders because we're liberal. And we're going to have suicide nets at Apple factories and Foxconn in China. And we're going to have slave labor at Amazon. But it's all okay because we're liberal. And then you've got a bunch of weird people that have been domesticated following the left. And now they don't even, they admit they're just a power cult. They're like, we're not getting anything. We want to get stuff. We've been told if we take you over, we get stuff. As if you idiots are going to get anything once they blow the free market. They want a monopoly. They want a centralized technocracy run by an AI supercomputer they believe is going to hook them in and make them gods. This is a cult. We need to stop it. If we don't take care of the Down syndrome people, no one's going to be taken care of. We create economies about love. They didn't used to have hospitals until 1,000 years ago. They created the hospitalers. It created whole markets. Civilization is about taking care of people. Civilization, but you're going to notice the very groups telling you about social safety nets, like Bill Gates, are always the ones saying, if we kill this old lady and don't give her the last year of care, we can hire 10 teachers. Sure, you don't make her stay alive. See, there's some truth to it, but you don't kill her and don't give her health care because she no longer, the bioethics board decided, helps society. So back that up 20 seconds. Here's the Down syndrome. He's not a human, according to them, normal people. He's the downer. You're a downer. Here in the Netherlands, you're not that. That's Russian. Yavol. Yes, yavol. You are a downer. You are not normal. You cost us much more. People then pay to take care of you. That's having an economy about humans. They want to get rid of an economy of humans. Just like nobody bags your groceries. Nobody cleans the table at the restaurant. Because, you just don't have that. You throw it away. It's all about no hospitality, no realness, and you're getting rid of a world run by humans. Oh, now robots can run the store because nobody demands to have a human. Well, the burger went down 10 cents. You're killing yourself thinking you're getting ahead. And they go, look, you're a very important person. But because both men are academic liberals, they can go, he doesn't get it. And these are the very left that put the fluoride in your water, the cancer viruses, your vaccines. They're just nasty people. And they love him because they can feel more superior. But I just see the innocence of this man. And he's there. Yes, thank you. I'm important. He doesn't get the sociopathic stuff. Somehow the Satanism transmission doesn't get to him. See, God gave us these people to show us what someone only connected to God would look like, a child. The enemy transmission doesn't get through. And they're there laughing at this guy who doesn't really have total free will. He doesn't have total free will. He just, I am important. And they're there telling him how he needs to die, how he should have been killed, how he should never have been born. He's like, you're my friends. You're my friends. No, they're not your friends. They're cowardly wolves that I swear we're going to get these people because they want all of us. You need to know that. God, please. Well, let's continue. Go ahead and play the clip. I had not expected that. Is there another group of Netherlands that approached that amount? Back it up. Back it up, guys. 30 seconds. I want to play that part. But they go, you're a very important person. And he's like feeling good. They're telling you're a sack of crap. You're not normal. You're not a human. You're nobody. We got a whole show here about aborting every one of you. We want to kill you. But they don't do it that way. It's all like Stewart and everybody else and Colbert. It's all cute and funny. And all the wannabes watch, all the followers, all the betas watch and think, I get ahead being a psychopath. I get ahead being a piece of crap. Go ahead and play the clip.
It's 40,000 euro per year.
So you cost society 48,000 euros. Wow. That's a considerable amount, but it's high when compared to normal persons. Yeah, you're not normal.
Normale persoon.
Nou, dat kun je ook hier.
Well, you can calculate that by taking the big number to 90 billion.
Ja.
En dan ga je dat delen door alle inwoners van Nederland.
And divide that amount with the number of citizens of Netherlands.
Zo'n 17 miljoen.
And that approximately 17 million, and you will give you approximately about 5,000 euros per person a year.
Dus dan zou je kunnen zeggen dat.
You can say that he is almost 10 times as expensive as others.
Dat wij dat zijn.
Die uitgaven zijn inderdaad.
Those expenses are indeed 10 times higher.
Met een dure jongen, Sjoerd.
Yeah. You're a valuable man. I'd not expected that. I'm somebody. They're like literally talking about killing him right there.
Ook een beetje richting dat bedrag.
I'll be back and take your calls, and Paul Watson will take over. God will deliver vengeance to those people. Oh, man, I tell you. Stop with the little children. We'll be back.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
All right, I appreciate everybody holding. Paul Watson's coming up. If that didn't tear your guts out, you got to see the full video of them making fun of that Down syndrome man on national television. I don't like to shoot my mouth off about kicking people's asses, but let me tell you something. Watching that video again, that's why I can't watch that kind of stuff. We have to watch it. To watch those slimy sacks of crap trying to reintroduce eugenics in front of everybody. Hey, you know what Hitler did? He ended up getting 60, 70 million innocent people killed. By the way, I'm upset about the millions of Jews that Hitler killed, but why is the media only ever talk about that? Hitler killed tens of millions of people, including 22 million Germans, 20 million Russians, hundreds of thousands of Americans, a million Poles. It's not funny! I'll tell you, man, I'm done. Let me tell you, people push eugenics, I'm coming after them. And let me tell you, it's not some hero mode. They're going after all of us. But let me tell you, somebody's going to stand up for the children and for the Down syndrome folks and everybody else. And I'm telling you right now, I don't ever talk like this, but they're coming out with their crap out in the open. People start promoting stuff like this, and they run hospitals, and they run systems. They're running death sentences, folks. Their argument is that preemies deserve to die because they're preemies. That's why they give them vaccines and know it's killing them. They are killing kids, and I'm done playing games. So, Tristan, Boheme, Jeff, I got to get to everybody because Paul's about to take over and do a great job. Boheme in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's Bogme, actually, with the Neighborhood Podcast. How are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say we are living through Atlas Shrugged right now on the internet. People are flocking from the old news sources and moving towards new media. And I think it's absolutely incredible. It's a huge testament to you and your persistence. And I just can't thank you enough. But have you noticed that the new media is really just taking over and nobody trusts the old media anymore?
Yeah, no one trusts the mainstream media, but they're trying to force you to be able to find the independent media. So that's why it's key to spread independent media and do your own media, by the way.
Sure. And with this net neutrality passing, all the people that are upset about it, or not passing, getting repealed, all the people that are upset about it are the ones that are against the new media. So you guys must be thrilled. I hope you're cracking champagne.
No, I hear you. Again, it doesn't mean there's not a fight for the future of the web. Obama's net neutrality bill was just called that. It isn't net neutrality. And they're trying to bring in all this censorship now. And the telecoms are fighting with Google over control of the web. We got to fight both groups. But this was a big victory. I appreciate your call. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Tristan in Henderson, Texas. Thank you for being a real trooper and holding. Tristan, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you.
I like how you were getting into all of it being about God and the truth and, you know, taking care of our kids. And it blows my mind that they're calling him a downer. They're the downers. And
I'm going to be honest with you. If I was in that room, I'd break those guys' nose. I mean, I'm sorry. They're like making fun of this guy. He thinks they're their friend. Like, you're my friend. And they're like, want to kill him. They're saying he's crap. And they're liberals. It's okay because they're liberals.
It hurts me, man, because I have a cousin, a twin cousin, and she has Down syndrome. And if I ever seen anybody treat her bad, I would probably kill them. It hurts, man.
Because everybody knows people that say, let's kill the weak, they're going to kill everybody next. They're just trying to get us to be killers.
Yeah,
I don't want to kill weak people. I want to kill parasite thugs. That's who I want to kill.
Right.
And I'm ready.
They're pushing the Civil War.
Oh, I'll be honest. I'm ready. I'm done with these people. They want death. They want blood. If you want blood, you got it. Blood on the streets. Blood on the stage. Blood on your feet. You got it. I want innocence and I want justice, but I'm sick of their globalist Islam promoting all their anti-family crap. They're putting down little people that they're just bullies. I watch those men on TV bullying that guy, making fun of him. And it's all funny, trying to seduce the Dutch and to make passing a law to abort all the Down syndrome folks. It's sick. Paul Watson's coming up. Stay with us.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna.
All right, Paul Watson is about to take over, and he's got a lot to cover.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you.
And
my head's been wet.
I want to go to your calls, but Paul's here. He's got to take over. So everybody that's holding, let's get their name and number, a free T-shirt of their choice from InfoWarsStore.com. And hand that over to the crew over there down the road a few miles away at the shipping department, and we will get that out to everybody. Paul Watson, I know you've always got big breaking news. What would you like to get into first here? Give people a preview of what's coming up. There's so much. Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about the diversity barriers, which, of course, we've seen in Germany, Sweden and in the UK after the massive terror attacks over the past year using trucks as weapons. Turns out, Alex, they don't actually work. A big German TV show proved that with a quite in-depth study, and we're going to play clips from that, proving that, in fact, they make the attack worse. They can turn these concrete bollards into projectiles that hit victims.
So they had to put up barriers everywhere at public squares because the Muslims keep running people over with cars. I think the duty of all Europeans would be to assemble yourselves in squares so the Muslims can run you over.
Yeah, and I mean, in the video, they
Scoop. They become like a scoop. We're showing it for radio listeners, Infowars.com/show. It becomes like a giant battering ram scoop to kill even more people. I think that's a great plan of the EU. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the truck doesn't even stop. It carried on for 50 meters after that, and it wasn't even traveling that quick in these clips. So it makes the attack worse. The experts in the clip actually admit that it's just for psychological reasons to reassure the public. It actually has no safety aspects whatsoever.
Oh.
You know, if you've got walls beyond that, then maybe that's another form of defense. But these barriers alone are absolutely...
Well, the real defense is don't bring them in to begin with when they're unvetted. But as you know, they're putting public gatherings in pens for kettling with police. They're putting everybody in pens to be protected from the Muslims when they're really being prepared so any future gatherings in any public place are already hemmed in for police control. Paul Watson, take over. I'm going to stop interrupting. Infowars.com/show. Everybody spread those links. Free shipping store-wide. Huge deals. 50% off on a bunch of our best-selling items. And it is you, the people that buy the products, that fund the operation. Merry Christmas. We salute you all. Monday, we have a 34-hour broadcast that kicks off at 8 a.m., the Christmas holiday extravaganza, or what was the exact term I came up with? I forget. The point is, it's very, very exciting. We're going to do that. We have a bunch of special guests that are going to be joining us. This is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza. So that's coming up Monday with the kickoff. Paul, I'm drafting you. You must join us for at least an hour, the 34-hour, at least you will be on Tuesday, of that transmission. So, again, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. War Room comes up in about 50 minutes at Infowars.com /show with Owen Schroer and others, and, of course, on stations across the country. Back to Paul Joseph Watson. So start over on the diversity barriers.
Yeah, the article up on Infowars.com is study shows diversity barriers are useless at stopping terror attacks. This went up yesterday. This video has only got about 19,000 views. It should have way more than that. A German TV show proved that the so-called diversity barriers being set up in cities around Europe to stop terror attacks by jihadists using trucks as weapons are completely useless. And this video proves it. They set out, they got the experts, they got the truck experts, the concrete bollard experts, the people who are actually setting this up. They ran trucks up against these bollards, two different tests. The first test they had, I think it was about three, we're playing the video, you can see it here now. They had about two or three bollards set up. The impact pushed the bollards aside. In fact, they projectiled out a little bit. The truck didn't even stop. It went straight on through the next barrier. And in fact, in the clip, the expert said it would have traveled another 50 meters at least. And this is at 50 kilometers per hour speed. So it's not even going that quickly. This is the first test. Then the second test, if we can go to the second clip, they put the barriers, the concrete blocks, closer together. There were more of them. They put them closer together. There you see it. That's the second test. And there you see it knocks one straight off like a projectile, which would kill more people than if it was just a truck on its own barreling straight on through. Now, bear in mind, these bollards, these barriers have been put in place to stop this very kind of attack after we saw it in Nice, after we saw it in Stockholm, after we saw it in Barcelona.
So Paul, these are just as useful. These are just as useful as the bracelets everybody wears saying, don't rape me. But now they just say, I'm diverse. So it's okay. And they tell women don't wear short skirts. Isn't that the answer? I mean, just wear the bracelets.
Yeah, the tolerance bracelets will prevent the rapist. Like in, I think it was Finland, they said, just use the force against the potential rapist and they will back off. Like there's some kind of invisible force field which will make the rapist back off. Absolutely insane. But they even had the experts on in this study by the German TV show who said, in their own words, that the concrete barriers aren't for security reasons, they're not going to work. They're a, quote, placebo effect and could pose an even bigger danger than just the truck.
Because people are scared to go outside because the Muslims keep killing everybody. So we just put up these barriers so they can have a big concrete thing to ram you with.
Exactly. And then they say, oh, we're not going to let Donald Trump into London because he's for building walls and barriers while we literally have to build walls and barriers on our bridges, outside our Christmas markets to protect ourselves from the great cultural enrichment that is multiculturalism.
So let me say this. That's a great point. Trump is right. Europe is now building walls, admitting Trump's right. That's incredible.
It's incredibly racist that Europe is building walls to keep out people who just want to culturally enrich us, Alex. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And that's the other headline I want to go on to now. I mean, you can go on to that study with the German truck because it's not got any attention. The point about it is they talked to the German police, German authorities in different major German cities immediately after this and said, look, we've proved these barriers don't work. They're all over Germany right now and other cities. You know, they've got Thanks Merkel tattooed on them in some places. They're decorating them with Christmas attire.
They're like a new Berlin Wall.
Yeah, to make them look less ugly. In fact, I think it was Jack Posobiec put out a video today in one city, I forget which one, but they had them dressed up like Christmas presents, big cardboard containers like Christmas presents. You look over the top and it's a concrete bollard. That's all well and good, but they don't work. They called the police in all these major cities in Germany, the authorities, and said, look, these don't work. We've proven it. Do you want to see our information? No, 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 no. They're not interested. Only Dresden police showed an interest out of all of them that they asked. Nobody else cares because, again, it's complete BS. It's to reassure the public it doesn't actually work. God forbid that ISIS will see this video. They probably shouldn't have even put it out. But because these authorities are just ignoring the truth about the fact that this does not stop truck terror attacks. The bollards are completely useless, and this information needs to get out because, like, it's got 20,000 views on YouTube. Nobody even cares about this.
It needs to have
a
million. Shocking footage, as the Germans admit that Trump is right and begin building walls, but their walls don't work. Back to Paul Joseph Watson.
Exactly, Alex. And again, it ties into this story out of the Metro. Donald Trump is banned from Greenwich during his state visit, is the headline. Donald Trump has been barred from entering Greenwich, which is an area in London, East London.
But if he sexually groomed tens of thousands of girls and jihadied and blew up children's events, then he would be accepted.
Well, that's the point, Alex. We've let into the, not just London, but the UK, over 400 ISIS fighters over the past year alone. Now, that's more ISIS fighters than any other European country. We let them straight back in. Now we're going to give them welfare. We're going to give them housing. We're going to take good care of them. If Donald Trump had have just claimed that he was an ISIS fighter coming back in from Syria, maybe they would have rolled out the red
carpet.
There's
your headline. Donald Trump should have announced himself as an ISIS fighter. He'd have a red carpet all over England.
Exactly, but he didn't do that.
You're a genius.
Go ahead.
Paul, you really are a genius. All right, Paul's going to burrow into this and so much more, and I'm going to be a good boy, and I'm going to leave everyone now with Paul Joseph Watson and all of you. This is the InfoWar. Have you spread the link today? InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and NewsWars.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the anniversary of the death of Christopher Hitchens. Going to play a clip coming up from what he said about Islamophobia. Given that that's the subject we're really talking about right now, let's go back to that headline we had up before. Donald Trump is banned from Greenwich during his state visit. Now, Greenwich is an area in East London, and the article reads, Donald Trump has been barred from entering Greenwich if his state visit goes ahead next year. The Royal Borough of Greenwich said the US president would not be welcome and called for his visit to be dropped. Now, understand, this is just a gaggle of councillors. They have no actual power over anything. This is just an exercise in baseless virtue signaling. Councillors expressed alarm at the decision of President Trump to retweet Islamophobic propaganda and sadness at the president's bigoted attitude towards women and ethnic minorities. So basically, they just had a big hissy fit at a meeting. They've got no power whatsoever. But this is what they said after the meeting, quote, this diversity strengthens our borough, talking about Islam and multiculturalism. It enriches our lives on a daily basis. And it reminds us all that we have so much more in common than that divides us. They said it in that tone of voice as well. As one of the most multicultural London boroughs, we are a place that has worked tirelessly to break down barriers. We have no time for people who want to build walls when we have done so much to break them down. Right, so if you've got no time for people who want to build walls, why are walls being built on bridges outside Christmas markets in London? Okay, if walls and barriers are racist, why do I see walls and barriers popping up all over London if we're embracing the diversity? Sounds pretty racist to me. Donald Trump is more unwelcome than ISIS fighters. This is the point. More than 400 ISIS fighters have come back to Britain. That's the headline out of the Express. Hundreds of British jihadists who fought for the Islamic State, ISIS, have already returned to the UK, shocking new research has uncovered. And this was back in October. More will have come back since. At least 425 members of the terrorist group are believed to have fled back to Britain from the ruins of its self-declared caliphate in Syria and Iraq. Now, this is more than any other European country. ISIS fighters that have come back into the UK, they're now even talking about giving them welfare, housing, and benefits to reintegrate them into society. So not solitary confinement in prison or merely just turning them away at the border, or in one case, as one, I think it was a Tory MP suggested, just killing them. No, get them back in, give them money, give them positions that will make them, keep them happy, roll out the red carpet, they can come back, they're welcome. Donald Trump, no frigging way. He's not coming back. He's not coming into the royal borough of Greenwich, because we're all for diversity. We're against walls and barriers unless we're erecting them in London to stop the diversity that's proven so beneficial to London, especially this year with, what, three terror attacks? At least attempted. One of them wasn't able to be carried through, but we had Westminster. We had the London Bridge attack. We also had an attack on the Underground back in September, which thankfully was unsuccessful. But of course, we also had the devastating attack on the Manchester Arena back in May. So much cultural enrichment, so much diversity. We're loving it so much. More of that, less of Donald Trump. He's not allowed. Let's go to this Christopher Hitchens clip. This is the anniversary. He died back in 2011 on this day. This is what Christopher Hitchens, by no means a Tommy Robinson, by no means a Katie Hopkins, by no means a Nigel Farage. He was a leftist. He was a Marxist at certain times in his life. This is what Christopher Hitchens had to say about Islam and Islamophobia. Here's a clip.
This is very urgent business, ladies and gentlemen, I beseech you. Resist it while you still can, and before the right to complain is taken away from you, which will be the next thing, you will be told you can't complain because you're Islamophobic. The term is already being introduced into the culture as if it was an accusation of race hatred, for example, or bigotry, whereas it's only the objection to the preachings of a very extreme and absolutist religion. Watch out for these symptoms. They are not just symptoms of surrender, very often ecumenically offered to you by men of God in other robes, Christian and Jewish and smarmy ecumenical. These are the ones who will hold open the gates for the barbarians. The barbarians never take a city till someone holds the gates open for them. And it's your own preachers who will do it for you, and your own multicultural authorities who will do it for you. Resist it while you can. And if you wonder what will happen if you don't, look and see how a cricket team in Middlesex in England had to change its name by force last week because it was called and had been for years the Middlesex Crusaders. Look and see how stories about little pigs can't be taught to children in English schools anymore, lest offense be taken by the religion of peace. Resist it while you can.
That is Christopher Hitchens, who of course died on this day in 2011. He would have never have gone along with today's thought policing on Islam, and he's terribly missed. They're warning about how they will go after people's free speech as soon as Islam gets a wedge in society, gets a base, a position of power. That's exactly what's happened. Over in Sweden, where they have to put cameras into these migrant ghetto areas to catch the screams of women as they're being raped because they don't have actual police stations there anymore. They would get attacked and burned to the ground. Now we have this up on Infowars.com headline. Sweden raises retirement age to cope with immigration. They're going to lower your quality of life to pay for the hordes that are rushing into the country in the name of diversity. The retirement age for Sweden's pension funds will eventually rise to 69 due to the Muslim immigration boom in the country. In short, the country is spending so much money on migrant welfare that it can no longer properly fund the pensions for native retirees. Swedish media, which typically downplays immigration pitfalls, actually admitted the rise in the retirement age would result in a major deterioration of quality of life for Swedes, as all mass immigration does. Now, Sweden has a situation now. 58% of welfare payments in Sweden go to immigrants. 58%. Immigrants make up 16% of the population. Those stats are out of the Globe and Mail. So again, we're sold this narrative. We were sold it with Germany when they invited in, what was it, nearly 2 million migrants over the past 2 years, that they're needed for labor, that we need the workers, we need the fresh blood. Absolute BS. They go on welfare in the majority of cases in Sweden and Germany. Huge numbers of these migrants go on welfare. They're a drain on the system. It's got nothing to do with needing new labor. Of course, that drives wages down as well for the local native population too. So it drives down quality of life, wages, and now Sweden's retirement age is going to go up to 69 to pay for all this, with 58% of their welfare payments going to immigrants. Is it any surprise that the Sweden Democrats are now seen as a major force in Swedish politics and are going to have a big impact on their next election, potentially even winning it? Another headline here, Czech Republic, 80% don't want migrants and reject EU plans. According to an opinion poll, four-fifths of Czechs say they do not accept the EU's quotas for housing migrants in the Czech Republic. So again, you have the EU, the mafia organization, trying to bully, intimidate all these European countries, Eastern European countries, into paying that bill, into accepting migrants, basically by force. They've said no. The backlash is centered in those countries. We'll be back. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition. Before I get back into the news, and we're going to talk about potential sexual assault abuse allegations against Trump. That's been a subject we've been hot on this week. I want to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com because we have the newest supplement in the InfoWars lifeline, which is Alpha Power. I'm already getting requests from people in the UK to get their hands on this from me because they're really excited about it. Introductory price is 50% off. This is the brand new vitality formula developed to help boost your performance and energy levels. With a powerful set of ingredients, we sought to make the perfect formula for boosting your performance and energy levels daily. These are all natural and healthy ingredients, which include niacin, zinc, numerous others. Now, you only really notice these if you don't get them. I've been ill this week, very ill earlier in the week. You really notice when you're lacking these essential vitamins and nutrients and when you get them back again because your body is starved of them. Obviously, if you have a generally good diet, you don't need to overload. But once you do get this boost, which these kind of products produce, it is felt immeasurably. We've also got the organic maca root concentrate in the horny goat weed leaf and stem. A bunch of different ingredients. Alpha Power even works synergistically with Super Male Vitality, with that combo to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. So this is our Super Alpha Male Combo Pack. You get 50% off each when you buy them together. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against age and globalist tyranny. Show the world that a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com. That is our latest brand new powerful product, Alpha Power. 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Also got massive Christmas savings across the board to make perfect Christmas for your friends and family. We're bringing back our most popular sales of the year to help you save big. Brain Force. That's the one that really triggers them if you get that, especially when I advertise it. Silver Bullet and our InfoWars Life Select storable food, survival food, are back on sale. Make sure you get them today so you can have them before Christmas again. Why bother buying people tatty Christmas gifts that they don't want, they don't appreciate? They either go in the bin the next day or they re-gift them. Buy them something that they can actually use, something that will actually improve their day-to-day life. We have our multivitamin formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, which is also still on sale for a massive 50% off, making the perfect stocking stuffer for a truly merry Christmas. The Super Blue Fluoride Free products have been dropped 50% off the entire line. to help you experience a fluoride-free lifestyle. And again, that's another conversation starter. If you buy somebody that at Christmas, you know, you can get into why it would be not a great idea to fill your body with fluoride, something which actually reduces IQ, studies have shown, really is toxic with the cumulative effect that it builds up in your body. So why not get people the Super Blue fluoride-free products as a gift? 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we've also got Knockout, Survival Shield, Super Male Vitality, all three of those at 50% off. DNA Force, 33% off. Alpha Power, as I said earlier, 50% off. And also Prostaguard for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive, massive discounts. Take advantage of it today. InfoWarsStore.com. Let's talk about the Trump sexual assault accusations again, because we've been hot on this all week. Now we have this headline up on InfoWars.com. Anti-Trump lawyer sought payments for women to accuse Trump of sexual harassment. The revelation that well-known anti-Trump women's rights lawyer attempted to secure incentive money for women to claim Donald Trump sexually harassed them in the weeks leading up to the presidential election serves as a red flag for how this exact scenario is likely to play out again in the near future. Those are my words, and the article, the original article that this refers to, is out of The Hill, which is really going viral right now. Quote out of The Hill article, California lawyer Lisa Bloom. Now, bear in mind, this is the woman, the big women's rights lawyer, who immediately decided to take on and defend Harvey Weinstein, one of the biggest molesters on the frigging planet of women. She, of course, backed out on that later on when it became embarrassing that she picked it up in the first place. Lisa Bloom. Now, you read through this article, she was absolutely desperate to entice any women to drop dirt on Donald Trump in the weeks before the election. What's interesting about it is that the money she tried to collect to offer these women to come forward to go public was not backed by Clinton super PACs, because they probably thought in the final weeks before the election, they're probably overconfident, given all those polls, that Hillary would win. But she managed to scrape together an offer from all these different donors and sources, which remain very mysterious, for $750,000, offering a woman to come forward to go public and say that Donald Trump sexually harassed her. Now, of course, we had a number of other women that did that before the election, but she was trying to get even more to come forward with even more damning revelations about Trump's predatory behavior. Now, how predatory was his behavior in this case? Well, this is what the article boils down to, in my view. One of the most interesting aspects of the piece is how the woman who eventually declined as much as $750,000 to go public against Trump admitted that when this supposed sexual abuse incident happened, when she rebuffed Trump's advances, he immediately backed off. So Trump came on to her. She immediately said she wasn't interested. He immediately backed off. Now, if Trump's this big predator, this abuser, this sexual harasser of women, would he behave like that? Doesn't really jive with Harvey Weinstein-style behavior, does it? She was actually a Trump supporter, and she still supported him even after this so-called sexual harassment incident. This is a quote from the article. She told The Hill, quote, "She held no resentment about the early 90s advance because Trump stopped it as soon as she asked him." What a bombshell. Trump comes onto the woman. The woman says she's not interested. Trump backs off. Absolute scandal. Now, she also said, and this came out later, she was disgusted. The woman that was offered the $750,000 to come out against Trump publicly, she was disgusted to learn that Bloom had agreed to defend serial sex molester Harvey Weinstein back in October. So again, Bloom hasn't got a leg to stand on. Total hypocrite. She wanted to defend Weinstein for the money, despite the fact that he's the biggest molester on the planet, or at least in America. So this is something we've discussed. I discussed it in my video yesterday. They're going to try and ensnare Trump. They failed with the whole Russian collusion investigation. It's fallen flat on its face for now. So what cards do they have left? They're going to try and take all this anger, all this vitriol, all this rage surrounding the hashtag MeToo scandal and redirect it onto Donald Trump. I actually think if they get enough weight of accusers against Trump, women coming out and claiming that he sexually abused them, that he's going to step down, that he's going to resign. Of course, that's never going to happen, but they can create this cloud around him to derail his momentum policy-wise and going into the 2018 midterms. Now, of course, we had the audio tape from Bill O'Reilly, which Alex played earlier in the week, where he's talking about a $200,000 offer for a woman to come forward with a fake allegation, a fake sex assault allegation against Donald Trump. Now, that looks like it's a different scenario, a different woman. But according to O'Reilly, that's coming down the pipeline in January. So it looks like they're going to go all out, full guns blazing in January with these sexual allegations against Trump, whether they're true or not. I mean, we had the accusers on the Today Show earlier this week who had already been out in 2016. In one case, her testimony of what happened had already been contradicted by someone who was on the plane who said that Trump did not grope her, didn't do anything. They came out, they were on the Today Show. That was their big reveal, that was their big scandal. And what new information did they have to bring to the table? Donald Trump asked for somebody's phone number. Oh, my God. And she gave it to him. Donald Trump called someone a rude word. I mean, that is the level. In this case, he backed off as soon as she said she wasn't interested. Is Donald Trump keen on women? Yes. Sexual abuser, molester of women. No evidence whatsoever to back it up. But they're going to try and use it against him anyway. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
News, analysis, reports. It's The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Let's talk about Brexit, because, of course, yesterday we had a vote in Parliament where they basically said, oh, by the way, your vote last year, that whole referendum thing, yeah, absolutely, it means absolutely nothing, basically. This is the point that I've made over and over again. The last 18 months has been one long process of the political class and the left trying to sabotage and annul two democratic votes, two massive democratic votes in the history of politics, Brexit and Trump. 18 months after the Brexit vote, and we're still in this mire. They had a vote saying, oh, basically, whatever crappy deal Theresa the appeaser may get, we can then just vote it down, and your initial vote meant nothing whatsoever. Absolute concentrated tyranny. We voted to leave the European Union. We got a little thing, check this box if you want to leave the European Union. Didn't say check this box if you want to leave, then turn to page two for the debate on the single market, should we leave that or not? No, it was to leave or not leave. We left. We voted to leave. That's it. Carry it through. Carry through the sovereign will of the people. They're not doing that. They're trying to derail it at every single point. They're trying to sabotage it. The elitists admit, people like Lord Adonis and Nick Clegg, that the agenda is to derail Brexit completely. It's not to get a different deal or maybe not be in the single market. No, they want to kill it completely. In fact, we got a clip on this from Question Time. Somebody from the north of England, by the way, speaking absolute complete sense on Brexit. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Yes, we're constantly being told by these elite politicians, and obviously she's done a really treacherous act last night against the Conservative Party, that the lady on the other side is in a party that should be defending the working class communities that this town is, and their party is tending towards the single market now, which is unrestricted migration. And that is what this town overall voted Leave to stop, because it damaged the working class communities. She's worse than her, in effect, and her party is doing more damage to these communities. If we're going to hear that Keir Starmer keep on about the single market's on its way back, that's what we wouldn't have in these working class traditional communities. And you're stabbing us in the back. You're going to carry on what happened last night with those treacherous rebels and bring that down upon us. You'd not. And when he says about parliamentary sovereignty, the people are the sovereign to put the representatives in a parliament. Yeah. And we made our decision. We know why we made it. I know you say we're thick up north, but I remember voting on my ballot paper, and it said leave or remain. And it didn't say when I put my box in leave, now turn to question two, do you want the soft Brexit or do you want the hard Brexit?
So again, that was last night on Question Time. And again, the Labour Party, the so-called leftist party in Britain, they're supposed to represent the working class. The impact of mass immigration has harmed working class towns in the north of England more than anywhere else. And again, they've completely betrayed their voter base. Look at this headline. Transition period means EU membership to effectively continue until at least 2021. New guidelines from the European Union outline how they intend for the transition period set to go on until at least 2021 to see the UK basically remain a member of the European Union in all but name. So they drag it on until 2021. Then they say, oh, maybe this deal's not working out. Maybe we need to drag it on a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit. Oh, let's just give up on it. Let's just forget about it. That's what they want to do. They openly say it. People like Nick Clegg, Lord Adonis, the goal is to derail, to kill Brexit altogether. Here's another headline out of Sky News. EU warns Brexit deal by 2019 will be dramatically difficult as talks move to next phase. So again, they basically had Theresa May over the coals for months and months. She got absolutely nothing. She conceded on everything to them. And now they're saying the second phase of it will be even worse than that. So again, they don't want a deal. They want to wreck this country to teach everyone else in Europe a lesson. Don't mess with us because it's a mafia organization. We need to throw this deal out the window. Just leave now because they're never going to let us leave on some crappy deal. And even if we get it, these rebels, actually traitors in Parliament, are just going to vote it down anyway. This is, again, the sabotage of the democratic will of the British people. That's what the last 18 months has been about. And I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of talking about whether Trump's the legitimate president of the United States because he may have colluded with Russia with no evidence whatsoever. This is the advantage that they have. They never get bored of repeating the same crap over and over again, even as we get bored of it. But we keep having to fight the same fight with Brexit and with Trump over and over again, just simply to ensure that our democratic will is notice. I mean, what is the point? I made a video about this last night. What's the point in having national referendums, national elections, if the elite is just going to ignore the vote if they don't like the result? What's the point? We might as well just admit that we don't live in free countries anymore. We're at that stage now. The frustration is building. If they carry this on much longer, people are going to be out on the streets. Maybe they won't. Maybe they don't care enough to be out on the streets. Maybe the right isn't organized enough to be out on the streets. We will see. But again, we will at least know if we live in a democratic country or not. The way it's going right now doesn't really look like it. Absolutely incredible. We have an article up on Infowars.com right now. Headline, Facebook admits social media harmful to mental health. I also saw this out of CNBC. Facebook just admitted that using Facebook can be bad for you. Facebook's director of research, David Ginsberg, and research scientist Maura Burke said, in a post which addressed the questions about Facebook has on our moods, revealed some compelling information. Basically, they said that if you read Facebook for 10 minutes, that is the homepage, the scrolling newsfeed of Facebook, you're in a worse mood at the end of the day than students who are assigned to post or talk to friends on Facebook. A study from UC San Diego and Yale found that people who clicked on about four times as many links as the average person or who liked twice as many posts reported worse mental health than average in a survey. In other words, if you're using Facebook to mindlessly browse through your feed or click post, you may end up in a foul mood after. But then they found that you were in a better mood if you got those dopamine hits from people liking your posts. In other words, using Facebook to interact with people as opposed to just browsing seemed to have a positive effect on people. So again, it's what the Facebook executive said earlier in the week. You get those temporary dopamine hits from people liking your pictures, liking your posts. But if then you go and do that, you scroll through your newsfeed, you end up more depressed unless you go back and get the dopamine hit of the likes on your posts and pictures. So that's how they get you hooked. This is why it is tearing apart the social fabric of how society works. I have no idea why anyone would want to be on social media if they didn't have to be. Like, unless you're promoting something, unless it's some kind of creative enterprise that you want to draw attention to, unless you're in the news business, why on earth would you be on there in the first place if not just to communicate with your immediate family? I mean, why the hell would you be on there if you didn't need to be on there, if it's making you depressed, if it's a colossal waste of time? Absolutely insane, and those studies back that up. RT reports Snowflake students get university to apologize for calling Snow white. That's right, calling Snow white is now racist. This is absolutely incorrect. This is not The Onion. This is a serious story. University College London was forced to apologize after a dreaming of a white campus tweet. That was what they said. Dreaming of a white campus was deemed racist by Snowflake students. The tweet had been intended to let students know the campus was still open, as some parts of Britain remain covered by 13 inches of snow. The tweet said, dreaming of a white campus, our campuses will be open. They got backlash. Now, of course, it wasn't any kind of massive, it was probably one person. They probably got one, and in fact, in this article, they only quote one person who replied to the tweet and said, you know who else dreamt of white campus? Hitler, that's who. Disgusting. So because they got this one tweet in response saying it was racist to say snow is white, they retracted and apologized. Again, this is the mass mental illness gripping the UK. If one person is offended by somebody saying snow is white, they have to apologize. They have to walk it back. Now, what was even more hilarious was the backlash to the backlash. Of course, the backlash to the backlash was people saying, what in the hell are you doing apologizing to someone who's offended because you said snow was white? But again, it was already done, and that was the end of the story because one person got offended. Again, they were absolutely petrified as being portrayed as racist. They walked it back. They apologized. Boston professor proclaims Jingle Bells a racist song. We're not going to get into the details of that, but again, it's the same thing. These snowflakes getting triggered. Stop apologizing for absolutely everything. Think about it. Take a deep breath for 10 seconds and realize you don't have to cater to these permanently offended morons. That's the end of the show. War Room coming up right now. Infowars.com. Stay right there.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.